So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. How about we play Call of Duty Zombies?
Oh, I love Call of Duty Zombies. We make it around 100.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Oh, Cody, you have something you want to do today?
I have an idea, yeah.
What?
Well, I have a cake, and I have a hat, and that usually means something.
You want to eat cake wearing a hat?
Well, yes, I do, but there's a reason for that.
Because you're hungry?
No, it's the day I came out.
As gay! Oh, it's his gay day!
Oh, happy gay day, my wiener-loving friend!
Yeah, happy, like, wiener day or sucking
a dick. No, it's not my gay day. It's the day I came out of my mom's cooch.
Ugh.
I thought you were gay.
What? No, it's my birthday!
Oh, why didn't you just say that, Cody?
Well, I thought maybe the cake and the hat spoke for themselves.
Cakes and hats can't speak, Cody. They don't have mouths or vocal cords.
Inanimate objects, dude.
Yeah, they're not alive, Cody. Stop talking like that.
Junior, I swear to God.
Okay, don't swear to God. He already doesn't like you for being gay.
Oh my God, Junior, you're pissing me off so much.
Are you mad because your candles are different sizes? The one's bigger than the seven?
I am a little bit mad about that, yeah. I'm pretty peeved. The store didn't have candles that were the same size in this goddamn hat. Stay out of my eyes. Bullshit.
Wait, dude, isn't your birthday February 29th?
Yeah, today's March 1st. Today's not your birthday.
God damn it, guys. We have been through this so many times. I was born on a leap year, okay? So my birthday is February 29th. But that only happens every 4 years. So, because February is so short, my birthday's on March 1st.
Okay, so today's not your birthday. We can throw the cake away.
No, it is my birthday, goddammit!
Okay, listen, why does February have to be so short? Like, why can't it be, like, 31 days like everyone else?
Exactly. That's Black History Month, and we need to switch the month. It's too damn short.
Yeah, why is Black History Month the shortest month? That's racist.
Right, exactly!
Yeah, wait, isn't Gay History Month in June?
It's Gay Pride Month, and yes, it is.
Wait, and June has 31 days, so why do gay people get a longer month than black people?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, they need to change that. Ooh, Donald Trump! We could write a letter to Donald Trump and tell him to make Black History Month in June so that black people have a longer month, and then we can make Gay History Month in February.
Wait, why can't we just get a month with 31 days? Why does it still have to be the shortest month?
Okay, what month would you like, Cody?
I don't know, like May?
May rhymes with gay. Okay, well, Gay Pride Month could be in May.
It could work, but I think the Mexicans got May, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexicans already got May. All right, Cody, it looks like you're going to get February, the shortest month.
Why can't we just get a different month with 31 days?
No, February's perfect because it's Mardi Gras and that's us dancing and parades.
It's not a gay holiday.
Yeah, but you love bees, though, nigga.
Yeah, bees. Bees.
I do really like bees. I'm
just saying. Yeah, so like you have your gay parades on Mardi Gras, like share it with them. And, ooh, the Super Bowl's in February, so you can watch a bunch of men grab each other and tackle each other.
I do like that, too.
Ooh, Valentine's Day's in February.
You don't lose in this month.
Yeah, Valentine's Day's pretty gay. I mean, straight people do it, too. But, like, yeah, February's perfect for gay people. So I'm going to write a letter to Donald Trump making June the new Black History Month, because Juneteenth is in June.
Right.
Yeah, so black people get June, gay people get February, and Mexicans get May. All right, I'm writing the letter. All right, guys, I just wrote the letter and sent it off to Donald Trump.
You didn't want to show us it?
Well, no, I wrote the whole thing, put it in an envelope, licked it, put it in the mailbox, and I just didn't think that was worth showing.
I can't believe you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. So what'd you want for your birthday?
The news!
Breaking news, MK! President Donald Trump is live now, signing an executive order that moves Black History Month to June and no longer recognizes gay rights. Let's go to that live footage now.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, Donald J. Trump. And today I'll be signing an executive order that's going to be so important for our country. It's going to be so huge and so bigly and so massive, unlike any other bigly huge things that I've ever done. And it's going to be more important for our country than when we renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
There you go, Mr. President. Here's the executive order getting rid of Gay Pride Month and changing Black History Month to June.
All right. I just signed the executive order that's going to remove Gay Pride Month, change June to Black History Month, and also make February White President's Month. It is going to be the most bigliest massive change, and I don't understand why the gay people need an entire month. Put them back in the closet. They don't need it. The black people have gone through more than the gay people, so they deserve it. And as for White President's Month, I mean, it only really excludes one other president, Obama. But he got June, so it's okay. So we're good now. America will be great again.
Woo! We did it, Joseph! Yeah! Black History Month is June!
Yeah, we back, baby. We deserve it.
Sorry, Cody, but you lost your month.
That's fine.
At least y'all got Bruce Jenner, though.
Yeah. Greatest birthday ever.
Okay, at least you're generous. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Can we just please light my candles now?
The lighter's over here. I'll hand it to you.
Oh, thank you. That's so generous. That's great.
Oh, you can't see.
No, I can't.
Up. No, down. No, down. No, don't touch your cake. Up. Down. right there.
Okay.
My right.
Your right?
Well, where the fuck are you going? Oh, that is my right.
What? Stupid fucking hat! Light my own goddamn candles, my own birthday, my own friends. They can remember it's my goddamn birthday because they're stupid. Fucking leap year. Why not be born on a goddamn leap year anyways?
At least you got a cake.
Fucking yeah. Candles won't light. The cheap ass fucking candles at Walmart. Bullshit. Aren't you guys gonna sing?
Oh, we just didn't know what to say. Yeah, you were scaring us.
We're waiting on you.
Yeah, you're blowing up, getting mad.
Mm-hmm. Then sing!
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cody. Happy birthday to Cody's birthday.
Happy gay day.
Happy like it day.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to me.
Well, sorry, Cody. Sorry we're not an a cappella group. We're not pentatonics.
What pentatonics? Okay, you know what? I wish all you guys were gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's Cody's cake day.
And he has all that icing on his cake.
Oh.
You icing slut, you.
Oh, he has a sprinkle for every time he's been pegged.
Well, not quite. Freak.
Oh, my God, Cody. Oh, I love the colors on your hat.
Oh, and all that cake. Oh, can I touch your cake?
Oh, yeah, I want some of his cake.
Guys, you don't have to make fun of me just because I wish you'd be gay.
Oh, what's he talking about?
Why, you silly Billy? What's
you silly you? Goose. You quack, quack goose.
Oh. Let me ruffle your feathers, you silly goose.
Guys, just stop it.
I think he needs some birthday spankings.
Birthday spankings? Oh, my God. Let me get the paddle.
Oh, he's so naughty.
Bring that ass over here.
You guys are serious about birthday spankings?
Yeah, get over here.
I'm not going to say no.
Happy birthday, whoa. You silly, dirty slut.
I'll do it. My hand
what's
is so firm.
Wait,
how old are you?
I'm 17. I mean, I'm 1,000 years old.
Oh, my God.
1,000?
Yeah.
God, old king.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you keep taking that ass.
Best birthday ever. Okay, I know you guys are just screwing around, but you guys are doing a really good job.
Screwing around? I'd like to screw him around.
Oh, yeah. Let me be the Phillips head.
Oh, my God. Let's take him to the bathroom and give him a blumpkin.
Oh, let me get a twist. Ooh, we got Eiffel Tower his ass, too.
Oh, my God. The birthday boy. Let's get him in his birthday suit.
Yeah, get naked right now.
Guys, you don't have to do this just because it's
let's
my birthday.
Let's go to the bathroom and birthday suit time.
Dirty boy!
Whoa, what is that? Where's that going? Oh, whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, yeah! I didn't know you guys were into this. Whoa! Holy shit! Whoa!
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, I just want you guys to know this has been the best birthday of my life. Thank you so much, but you guys might want to shower.
Wow, I can't believe Junior and Joseph actually did that to me just to cheer me up on my birthday. They are true friends. I mean, Junior did kind of owe me for getting rid of Gay Pride Month, but still, I don't see why Joseph did it. Unless, maybe my wish for everyone to be gay actually came true. Maybe everyone in the whole world is gay. I'm gonna go check Chef Pee-Pee. Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh my God, is that my favorite four-eyed king? Oh, you look so scrumdiddlyumptious today. Oh my God, you're such a bottom, the things I would do to you.
I'd be a bottom for you, Chef Pee-Pee. But I'm kind of like a two-headed dragon that also has two penises.
You're so nasty, Jesus. Oh, we're in the kitchen, stop it. Look, I'm making you a super gay salad. Don't you want it? Don't you like it? It looks so scrumdiddlyumptious.
It does look really gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have anybody given you your damn spankings today? I don't need to give you your birthday spankings.
They have not. Here's the paddle.
Let me be the first to give it to you. Oh, you nasty, naughty boy.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, do you want to accompany me to the bathroom? I have to shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, let's go. It's blumpkin time.
Whoa. Oh, where's that going? Whoa. How you doing that?
Whoa!
Oh, goddamn! Whoa!
Damn! Oh, Chef Pee-Pee. I see why that's your name. Oh, fuck. So my wish did come true. Everybody in the world is gay. Junior's dead!
Oh my God, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! This is my favorite show ever!
Ooh, foo, sashay.
Oh, hi guys. I'm Charlie. Today, I'm going to be painting my nails. Oh, it's going to be so pretty. Which color should I paint my nail first? Blue? Light blue? Yellow? No, let's go with pink. Oh my God, it's going to be beautiful. Let's get the first nail.
I love these colors.
Oh, I thought you were going to paint your actual fingernails, not nails. Oh,
you sexy little asshole, you.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Oh, hey, you sexy twink. What are you doing in my room? You trying to watch Charlie and Friends naked?
Well, actually, it's my birthday. So you know what that means.
Oh, you looking for some spankings, huh?
Damn right.
Oh, I'm the guy for it. Happy birthday, you little bastard.
So, I don't know if you want to come to the bathroom with me.
Let's go. Right now.
Whoa, hey there. How you doing that? How are you doing that? Stop it.
I will be calling you Junior's daddy from now on.
Okay, Cody, I think you've had enough for your birthday. Hey there, I got a noise complaint. Apparently somebody's been making a lot of ruckus in here.
That is police brutality.
I should probably get that out of there. Well, looks like it's midnight. My birthday's officially over, but it was a good one.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you, feeling?
I'm pretty straight.
But are you?
Dude, what happened to your birthday? I don't really remember anything.
Yeah, you wished for everyone to be gay, and then I just remember blacking out. Like, right? Did we fall asleep? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
All our bags are packed.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited to go to St. Louis, Missouri.
If we're going to Missouri, why are you dressed like you're going to the beach?
Because we are going to the beach, Marvin.
There's no beach in St. Louis.
Marvin, prepare to be wrong. Check this out. What's that right next to the arch? That's right. It's a beach. Can you imagine floating in a pool floaty and looking up at the arch? I think that's heaven, Marvin.
Well, that looks like a river.
Yeah, the Mississippi.
I can't wait to go snorkeling and eat Mexican food.
Oh, Marvin, they have the best Mexican food. I swear, it's like they hop the border and come straight to St. Louis.
So you've been to St. Louis before?
Yeah, we go every summer.
Boyne says it's the cheapest beach you can go to.
Yeah, it's amazing, Marvin. See in the picture? There's nobody else there. It's like having your own private beach just for you and also that barge.
Okay, well, why don't we go somewhere more tropical, like Oklahoma?
Marvin, everybody's going to be swimming in the beaches of Oklahoma this time of year. You know where they're not going to be? St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, let's not miss our flight. Grab your bags.
Yeah, we got to hurry up. We have a Southwest flight, and it's like riding a bus. There's no assigned seating. It's just first come, first serve. So we might not actually even be sitting together. I swear, if I get seated next to a crying baby, I'm going to punch it in the face.
Well, if you punch, it's going to cry more.
Not if I punch it hard enough, Marvin. Just kidding, but maybe I'm not. Come on, let's go!
How lucky of us that we all get to sit together in one row.
I know, isn't it great, Marvin?
Daddy, what would happen if your plane crashed into a building?
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, it happened 3 times, almost 4.
Jeffy, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's not going to happen, so shut up.
All right, one more question. How do we know that the pilot didn't catch his wife cheating on him and he's about to crash the plane on purpose to get back at life?
Oh, I'm starting to freak out, Jeffy!
Calm down. That's not going to happen. They screen the pilots every day, I think.
I hate sitting in the middle seat. And I'm sitting next to a baby.
Fungus, sit down.
What the fuck? You named your baby Fungus? Well, would you like to sit next to Fungus?
No, she likes the window seat.
Okay, well, do you want to switch seats with me so I can sit on the end and you can sit with Fungus?
No, I like the aisle seat.
Oh, yeah, that makes fucking sense.
Mama!
I think
mama,
it wants your attention.
Mama.
That's okay. She's self-soothing. She'll calm down in 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that is fucking perfect. Hey, you think you could cry louder? I don't think my eardrums have ruptured yet. Where? How do you like it?
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
Yeah, I'd like a bomb so I can blow this plane up.
Sir, you can't say bomb on an airplane.
Oh, sorry. Well, can I at least get some earplugs then?
Oh, shoot, I just gave away my last pair.
Oh, were those people also sitting next to a screaming baby?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sure they needed it way more than I do. Oh, one more thing. Hypothetically, if I were to punch this baby, would I still be able to go to St. Louis?
No.
Aw, okay.
Wah!
Oh, I really want to see that arch.
Wah!
Okay, that's it. Shut up, baby. Give me something to cry about.
That baby sounds like it's being murdered.
Hey.
What? Go back to your seat.
I just punched a baby over there, and now the flight attendant is saying I have to switch seats.
Would any of y'all mind switching seats with him?
Rose, you want to switch seats with him?
Sure, I'll sit by a baby.
Wait, really? I get a window seat? I gotta start punching babies more often.
Oh, Marvin, this is the perfect way to start a vacation to St. Louis, Missouri. I'm on a Southwest flight right next to my best buddy. Hey, Marvin, what do you think the odds are that the flight attendant will suck me off in the bathroom?
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. That's crazy. That's crazy. That wouldn't happen. It's crazy. But maybe, right? No, I wouldn't let it get that far. I wouldn't do that.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Marvin, it sounds like the captain's having a rough day. But don't worry, he'll cheer right up as soon as we land in St. Louis, Missouri. Happiest place on earth!
Bumpy takeoff. Whoa, it's really, really bumpy.
Really, really bumpy takeoff.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna crash it.
What?
It's gonna be full!
Wait a minute. What happened? Wait, I thought I punched you.
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
You already asked us that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Wait a minute. That means this plane's gonna crash. I need to get off this plane. Wait, come on. Marvin, Rose, Jeffy. Marvin, Jeffy, Rose. I just had a vision that this plane is gonna crash.
Well, it's gonna crash?
Yeah, I had a That's So Raven moment. We need to get off this plane.
Okay, what about your wife?
Oh, yeah. Karen, we're leaving. Come on, let's go. Oh, hey, look at that. I left my bag. See, isn't it good that we got off that plane?
Why'd you make us get off the plane? We missed our flight.
Yeah, what the hell is going on, Boyne?
Yeah, what the hell is going on, Boyne?
Well, I had a vision that the plane was going to crash.
You daydreamed the plane crashing so you made us all miss our vacation?
No, it wasn't a daydream. It was really realistic. Like, I punched this baby in the face, and then I came and sat with Marvin, and then the pilot said he was sad, and then he crashed the plane.
It sounds like you fell asleep in your seat and had a bad dream.
No, trust me, I could not have fallen asleep with that baby screaming at me.
Boyne, you ruined our summer vacation.
Yeah!
Okay, well, you guys are gonna thank me when that plane crashes.
I don't think that plane's gonna crash. Planes don't crash anymore. Planes are very safe.
Look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A plane, during takeoff, drove off the runway and crashed into a building, killing all 180 passengers on board.
Oh my god!
How horrible! Those poor people!
Yes! Yes, I was right! Yes! Face! Oh yeah, you guys didn't believe me, but then I whipped out the dick of truth and I was like, ugh, all over you guys. Oh yeah, I was like, the plane's gonna crash, and you were like, nuh-uh, and then you know what happened? It blew up! It crashed! And yes, I know I'm being a little insensitive because 180 people died, but I know 5 motherfuckers who didn't! Right, Marvin? Right? We are alive! Yes, because of me! Because of how right I was! I'm totally gonna use this at parties. I'm gonna be like, hey, you know that plane that crashed? I was on it until I got off because I had a bad feeling. I like making stuff about me. You know, like whenever I see a car accident on the news, and I'm like, I drive on that street all the time! That totally could have been me! But it wasn't, but I'm still gonna make a Facebook post about how it could have been. Yummy the likes! Oh god, I love being right so much! Okay, Karen, come on. Let's go home and you make me dinner to celebrate how right I am.
I cannot believe we just escaped death.
All right, Boyne, your taquitos will be ready in about 20 minutes.
Yummy, taquitos. I like those.
I know you do, Boyne. Oh, Boyne, whose dollar and one penny is this on the counter?
It's mine, Karen. Don't touch it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to move it out of my way. Oh, no! Boyne, I dropped your penny down the garbage disposal!
Well, you're going to get it, goddammit. That's a 1997 penny. I like that year.
Okay, Boyne. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, deep!
Oh my god, that's so hot. Oh, that's so hot. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Damn, Karen, what's all that screaming about? If you burnt the taquitos, we can always just get Uber Eats. Karen? Oh god, you definitely burned the taquitos. It smells like a burning body. Well, Karen, I'm gonna go over to Marvin's house. Definitely not a strip club. It's definitely gonna be Marvin's house. No strip clubs for me. Just Marvin. Okay.
Marvin, it's just so sad those people died today. We could have died.
I know, but we didn't. We got off the plane, so just be grateful we're alive.
Okay, Dad. Look how high I'm jumping.
Jeffy, no jumping on the trampoline in the living room.
Oh, trampoline dick. Bounce up and down and shit.
Seriously, Jeffy, people lost their lives. There's no mood to jump on a trampoline right now.
Well, jumping on your trampoline makes me feel better. Dang, how high do you think I can jump?
Marvin, I didn't see!
Oh, Jeffy was jumping on the trampoline. He got decapitated by the ceiling fan!
Oh, my God, Jeffy!
Yeah, that, more of that.
Oh, no!
Oh, what do we do?
I'm gonna go take a bath!
A bath?
Yes, I'm gonna take a bath because I'm sad!
But you don't take a bath until you see someone die!
Marvin, it's my sad bath time!
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta call 911. Why do I call 911? He's already dead. There's no saving him. He's dead. His head's completely off. What do I do?
Oh, this bath is making me feel so much better. Oh, I'm gonna watch TikTok on my phone.
Hey, buddy, I think my wife burned dinner. You want to come to the strip club with me?
I just saw my son get decapitated by a ceiling fan.
Well, that's why we don't put trampolines under ceiling fans. There you go, buddy. What did we learn?
You don't care that my son is dead?
Well, listen, you're not the only one dealing with the dead body, okay? I'm pretty sure my wife fell into an oven and got cooked to death.
You saw that happen to her?
Well, I didn't see it, but I heard it. I didn't want to see it because I didn't want to be traumatized. But I'm also kind of freaking out because I saw this movie called Final Destination where some people avoid dying in a plane crash and then they start dying in freak accidents. And I'm pretty sure that's what's happening to us because my wife is dead, your son is dead, and I don't see your wife, so I'm assuming she's dead too.
My wife might be dead?
Yeah, probably. So I figure if we're gonna die anyway, we might as well die at the strip club, right? I mean, what's the worst that could happen there? A stripper's ass is too fat and it engulfs my head and I suffocate? Or I'm sucking on titties and they're too fat and I suffocate? That sounds like a pretty good death to me, Marvin.
Yeah, I guess the best place to die is a strip club.
Yeah, exactly. So, how are we gonna get there?
Well, we can take my car.
No cars. There's a car accident in Final Destination 2 and it's horrible. A log goes through a windshield. No, I don't want to deal with that.
Okay,
Do you have a bike? No, because then if the chain breaks, it might slit our throat, and I don't want to do that either.
Why don't we just walk?
No, because we could get hit by a car or lightning or another plane. No, it's no good.
We can just call an Uber, right?
Yes, that's a good idea. I don't think death would kill an innocent Uber driver just to get to us. Good idea.
Okay, let me call the Uber.
Let me get my bowling ball.
Wait, why are you bringing a bowling ball to a strip club?
Because there's a bowling alley at the strip club, Marvin. It's called Tens and Pins, because you can look at tens while you're knocking down pins. It's great.
Oh, okay. The Uber's almost here.
Oh, last one there is a rotten egg.
Oh, no, I'm going down there.
Oh, no fair, I gotta roll my ball.
I'm gonna make it to the Uber first. I'm not gonna be a rotten egg.
I'm gonna catch you, Marvin. Oh, shit, watch out. Ouch.
Oh, yeah, that would happen. Yeah, I am definitely in a Final Destination movie. I really gotta get to the strip club.
Oh, man, I am ready to die. Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
I'm Brooklyn Guy.
Great, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just looking for something to kill me.
Oh, my God, are you depressed?
No, I'm in a pretty good mood. I just know I'm gonna die soon.
Oh, is it like cancer?
No, it's gonna be a freak accident.
Are you a psychic?
Well, maybe. I did have a vision earlier that helped me avoid a plane crash.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Hey, can I give you money to do stuff to me?
Sure, but I have to tell you, I have HIV.
Oh, there it is. That's how it's gonna get me. I'm looking death in the face. Yep, I can't cheat death twice. You know what? I don't even think I want to. This is how I die.
Hey, not touching the ledges!
Oh, no, I paid.
Oh, no! Fuck! No, not like this! Oh, come on! Oh, it was supposed to be hot! I was supposed to die in the titties! It's not fair! Curse you, cruel death!
Chaz, I love being a billionaire.
I know, you tell me every day, sir.
Chaz, feed me chocolate.
Oh, very well, sir.
Throw it in my mouth. Spanking for missing and being bad at throwing.
Two, sir.
You have two assies, Chaz. You want me to hit the hole?
No, sir, please.
All right, Chaz, now fetch me my phone. I want to look at the stock market.
Very well, sir.
Hey! What are you doing in my house? You're the gardener. You're supposed to be outside. Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my hedge clippers.
You're not going to find your hedge clippers in my fucking living room. Now go! Chives, help!
What, sir?
Stinky's in the house. Get him out.
I don't know why he's in here.
Hey! Get out of the fucking house!
Can Can I use your bathroom,
Senor? No, use my bathroom? Fuck them. No, you can't use my bathroom. You shit in the yard. You dig a hole, you take a shit, and you plant an orange tree. Naranjas! Now get!
Okay.
Chives, never let that happen again.
I will have a talk with the gardener.
Yes, you will. Chives, did you see where a CEO of a healthcare company was shot outside his hotel?
Oh, I did hear about that. Shot in broad daylight.
Why didn't his bodyguard protect him?
Well, he didn't have a bodyguard.
Didn't have a bodyguard? Chives, I don't have a bodyguard. What if someone tries to shoot me?
Well, then I would be very happy.
Chives.
But unfortunately, I'm not that lucky.
Chives, I think I need a bodyguard.
And who would want to kill you?
I don't know, Chives. Everyone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get a bodyguard just in case. So what I want you to do is I want you to find every bodyguard you can think of and let's have an audition.
Very well, sir.
Oh, goddamn.
Fuck out!
All right, sir, I have arranged several interviews for your bodyguard position.
Okay, send them in.
Very well, sir. The first candidate is a gentleman named Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, come on in.
I have a question.
The fuck are you doing? You're dressed like a clown. You look like a dickhead. Do you even know what this job's supposed to be for?
Well, Mr. Businessman, I saw the flyer and saw that you were hiring.
Well, this is for a bodyguard position, not a little kid's birthday party.
I'm actually not allowed within 500 feet of kids or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Let's say an assassin's trying to kill me. How would you protect me?
Well, I'd pull out my snake balloon because people are afraid of snakes. I'd go...
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm sorry. Did I get the job?
We'll call you.
But you don't have my number. Ow! That wasn't very nice.
Chives, the next one better be good, because I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, it is a public application, sir. Anyone can apply.
Well, maybe it should be a little less public. Who's the next one?
The next candidate's name is Shrek.
Shrek?
Yes, sir.
The ogre guy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, donkey, I'm here for the job interview of being a bodyguard.
Well, you're definitely big, so if someone tries to shoot me, you can take a bullet for me and all that fat.
Yes, I can, business donkey. My ass has gotten pretty fat from all the cheesecake. So I do have one question, business donkey. How many snack breaks do I get? And how many bathroom breaks do I get? Because, you see, I have to shit for at least 6 hours of the day. You see, my asshole gets clogged, and I call it constipate. So it takes about 6 hours for me to break through the barrier and release the demon from my bowels, Mr. Business Donkey. And then I'm going to need about 4 hours to sit there and think about it and recover. Then I need another 3 hours to wipe. But also sometimes I do let it crust. So guilty is charged on the crust. So I always shit, but I don't always wipe. So sometimes pizza crust, sometimes wipey wipe, but always shitty shit.
I'm sorry. The position has been filled. It was nice meeting you.
Well, darn it. That's okay. But do you mind if I take a shit in your bathroom before I leave?
No, I'm sorry. My toilets have weight limits, so please leave.
All right. See you later. I'm going to go home and have some Sara Lee cheesecake.
Did he just fly away by flapping his arms?
He did, sir.
Well, fuck the Wright brothers, I guess. Who's next, Chives? Because these candidates have not been good.
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name is Woody.
Woody? Like when your wieners are?
No, sir. Like, his name is Woody.
Chewy boy!
My name's Woody, and I'm here for the job interview.
Ooh, a sheriff. It would be nice to have someone with law enforcement experience. So if someone was trying to kill me, how would you protect me?
Well, I'd see him coming from miles away with my binoculars. I usually use these to hunt shrimpos. And when I see the shrimpo, I do the call.
That's enough. Hush. We'll definitely call you. You're at the top of the list.
All right, good. I'll see you later.
Shives, what the fuck? These candidates suck! First you give me a clown, then you give me an ogre, and now you got me a mental patient? Where are all the good bodyguard candidates?
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name, it's Crush.
Crush? Hell yeah, that sounds badass. Send him in!
I hope he is.
Oh, look at this house, man. It's like way up here, dude. It's like cuckoo ca-choo. So like, what's this even about, man? Cause I'm looking and I'm seeing people that are looking like I'm about to join the fucking Men in Black, dude. Like shoot some fucking aliens and white people's fucking minds. This could be righteous!
This is a bodyguard position to protect my life. So how would you save me if someone was trying to kill me?
Alright, so let me tell you what's gonna happen, man. Like, Spider-Man's gonna come down from the shit, like, upside down, dude. And then Dr. Octus and the Green Goober are gonna be going at it. And I'm gonna be in the Batmobile, hotboxing that motherfucker, dude! And then Batman's gonna be like, where's my car, dude? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? And then Batman's gonna be like, it was just right here, dude. And then Robin's gonna be like, you got a tattoo. And Batman's gonna be like, what'd it say? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? But to be honest with you, man, I don't really like violence. I prefer to, like, roll a fatty and then just, like, talk to the dude, right? Like about the stars and stuff, like the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. And you know what's fucked up, man? You know what's really screwed up? Is when some people are the Big Dipper and some people are the Little Dipper. Dude, sometimes I feel like I'm the Little Dipper, dude. And that's just not fucking cool, dude. Like sometimes I just want to be the Big Dipper, right?
Are you done? We drug test. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man, I thought I totally had it. I thought I was gonna be part of the Men in Black.
No, no Men in Black here. Chives, please tell me that all these other candidates were just jokes and you actually have a real legit candidate lined up.
Well, there is one more candidate, sir. His name is Craig and he called himself the Devil.
Oh, the Devil. That sounds scary. That sounds like he's a killer. So, where is he?
Well, he was supposed to be here by now.
Wait, it is I, the Devil.
Please tell me he's going to hell.
Yep, first class ticket.
Well, at least it's first class and I don't have to sit with the poor that's going to hell. So how would you protect me if someone was trying to kill me?
I would just let them kill you because how evil. I'm supposed to be a bodyguard, but I'm going to let you die.
Well, obviously you're not getting the job, you fucking dickhead. Get out of here. Chives, I need some fresh air. Drive me around in my Lamborghini.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Daddy, peep the fit.
That's a hot dog costume, Jeffy.
Wiener time.
What?
Wiener time!
Oh, that's right, Marvin, I forgot. It's Wiener Friday. We have to eat hot dogs.
Wiener Friday? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was Wiener Wednesday?
Well, it used to be, Marvin, but now it's Wonton Soup Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's wait for next Wednesday to be Wiener Wednesday.
Nope, that's Wheat Bread Wednesday.
What? Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wiener time!
Jeffy, we don't have any hot dogs.
Hot dog time!
Oh, Marvin, you could go to the gas station and get hot dogs that they have on those roller things.
Those are disgusting.
Jeffy will eat them.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
I'm not going
hot
to the gas
station. Hot dog time? Wiener time.
It's a long drive. I'm not
hot
going.
Hot dog time?
I'm not doing
wiener
it.
Wiener time. You're not hot it. Dog time? Wiener
no,
time.
No, I'm not
eating it. Hot dog time? Wiener
okay,
time.
Okay, fine. I'll get you a goddamn hot dog.
Hot dog time.
Chives, where did you take me? What is this poor place?
This is the gas station, sir. The car needs gas to move.
Well, why don't I just put money in it?
Well, that's what the gas is, sir.
Well, hurry up.
Very well, sir. Oh, come on, damn thing.
What's going on, Chives?
It says, please see cashier.
Well, go in there and see him.
I can't. You have to be the one to go in there. It's your card.
Oh, fine. But if I go in there and catch some poor disease, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello. Thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
Smells so poor in here. Wait, what are these things?
Scratch-offs, you can win money.
Money, you say?
Excuse me, where are the hot dogs?
Marvin, what are you doing at the gas station? You don't have money for things.
Well, I was just gonna buy some hot dogs.
Hot dogs? So you have money for hot dogs, but you don't have money to pay your house payment.
Well, my family, they're just kinda hungry.
Well, my bank account's hungry for your house payment. But show me these hot dogs.
Okay. Here's the hot dogs.
Ew! Poor! Marvin, these hot dogs are just rolling around on a table?
Yeah, just grab one and eat it.
This is like some sort of hot dog petting zoo. You can come up and just pet them. You can even feed them ketchup and mustard if you want to.
But listen, I just need to grab a few. I gotta eat them.
You're going to eat this, Marvin?
How do you know a homeless man didn't come in here and rub his dick all over him?
I don't know that.
So you're willing to take that gamble? What, Marvin, how do you know? There's no cameras in here or anything to see if a homeless man put his dick on it.
Listen, it's wiener time.
Wiener time? That is not a thing, Marvin.
I just need to grab a few from Jeffy and my wife.
Wiener time. You know what, Marvin? Let's go talk to the guy and see how much these hot dogs are. Come on.
I think they're like a dollar.
Hey, 9/11, how much are the hot dogs rolling around on the table over there?
$3?
Marvin, if you pull out $3 right now, you don't owe a house payment.
I was going to use my credit card.
That's still my money, so no! Sorry, sir. We're not buying anything. Marvin here gets a banana.
Congratulations.
And your family will thank me because at least they won't have to eat something that had a dick all over it. And if someone put the dick on the banana, at least they can pull the peel back.
Freeze! Give me all the money in the register!
Ah!
Oh, you look like you have money. Give me your money now or you die!
What? What does that smell?
Is that banana? I am allergic to banana! Blah.
Marvin, you saved my life!
I didn't do anything.
Marvin, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hire you to be my bodyguard. So all you gotta do is just follow me around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But I gotta get home.
No, you're coming with me. Your first mission is to watch me while I sleep. Come on.
I'm not gonna steal that.
Marvin's goddamn banana. All right, Marvin, you stand right there and you watch me sleep. And if anyone tries to break into that window, you kill them.
I don't have a weapon.
Well, you karate chop that motherfucker, Marvin!
Okay.
All right. Chives, where's my milk?
Right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chives. I didn't know my arms were 30 fucking feet long. I didn't know my arms were 29 fucking feet long. Good boy. What? Chives, did you shave your pubes and put it in my milk?
Yes.
You drink it. That's going to be your dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, part of the job is no phones. You better not answer that phone.
Hello?
Marvin, you're supposed to let it go to voicemail.
Marvin, where are you? The gas station isn't that far away.
I got a job.
At the gas station?
No, Goodman was at the gas station and he was hiring a bodyguard, so I have to watch him all night.
That's weird, Marvin.
Wiener time!
Chippy keeps saying wiener time.
Wiener time!
Right, baby, wiener time's got to be later.
Marvin, don't you talk dirty to your wife! That's gross!
Baby, I gotta go. Bye.
Wiener time, Marvin? That's crazy if that's how she asked for it.
But it's
wiener time. All this wiener time talk's making me want wiener time. Quinceañera! Wiener time!
Right now, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, you get under here.
Okay.
Marvin, you watch the whole time.
What?
You gotta make sure she doesn't kill me.
What? I don't want to watch this, please.
Look into my eyes, Marvin.
No, no!
Quiet! Marvin, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't.
Liar! I sleep with my eyes open. I saw the whole thing.
Listen, can I go home? I've been up all night.
No, Marvin, it's a 24-hour job.
What?
So you have to take me to the bank.
But the bank for what?
I count my money every morning, so you have to take me to the bank. You're my bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
I'm so tired.
All right, Marvin, you watch my back while I count my money.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman. How are you today?
Rich as always. Last night I gave my maid an Alabama Hot Pocket. My buddy Marvin here watched, didn't you, Marvin?
It was disgusting.
Marvin, don't be rude. Turn around and say hi.
Hi.
Time to die, Goodman.
Marvin, I told you to watch my back.
I turned my back for literally 1 second.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Oh, well, let me just grab my... Marvin, hurry up and shoot him! Shoot him! Sergeant says shoot him! Why are you not shooting him?
Move out of the way.
Marvin, you're fired.
All right, time to die. Oh. Wait, it's Jim. Oh. Come on.
Marvin, hurry up! It's Jim! Karate chop him!
Ouch!
Oh, my God, my nose hurts.
Oh, now it's fixed.
Oh, hold on. Before you kill me, how much are they paying you to kill me?
$10,000.
$10,000? I'll pay you $20,000 not to kill me. I'll pay you $30,000 to tell me who hired you.
Deal. It was the gardener.
The gardener? The gardener doesn't have $10,000. Maybe he had 10,000 pesos.
Well, yeah, that's what he was going to pay me.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 50,000 pesos not to kill me, and you go kill the gardener.
Deal.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, but you're fired.
Okay.
So, you ever heard of Wiener Thumb?
Daddy, why would you ask
astronauts have been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2? How?
Yeah, check it out. This.
But what is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work, because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work, because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. Put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can these since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
Well, he thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA, and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can these, too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm.
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an OnlyFans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck!
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what do you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no. No one's going. I'm not going. You're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000? Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Well, no, listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah, it's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah, there you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin? You'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
Where is that baby woman? Oh, I want your ass inside. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in.
I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets.
Snicker Pippets.
So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Well, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ass after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought a no button to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn master.
Turn it around and change on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who want to play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who going to be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not going to eat a lamb. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours, and it holds the goal.
What happens with the twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of illegal activity. What are you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No. I'd tell her ass to leave. Get out. Scram. Skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Ass naked.
Can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
It's the first time we throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow, fucking did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen, a black
toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you.
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man.
I mean, he could be a changed man. Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy.
What?
More like Poo Diddy.
All right, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
What, you pissed on P. Diddy?
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party! Well, if you say no, I still do it!
Oh, where's the camera?
Sir, I'm bad at camera! I think someone was trying to record illegal activity!
Oh, hell nah. Piss on it, destroy it.
Yes, sir!
Looks like we gotta get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You gotta at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't wanna get pissed on. I'm saying no.
It's a party,
man. I'm saying no.
Come on, no, you gotta stay here.
I'm saying no.
Alright. At least hear my new song, okay?
What new song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah, welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
I need a pickle.
They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. When the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Man booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Penthouse packed and they got my woolly wagon. Down on the satin and your best friend can tag in. Ride me like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Johnson Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat, my favorite one's a dildo. Slip something in your drink, then use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef, put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm cleaning, call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. She trying to mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm trying to smash them cheeks. Let escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pews stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gonna show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm trying to get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
Those points. And the dog goes whoop, and the snake goes, and the snake goes, Marvin, the snake goes, and the sheep goes
whoop. Jay, what are you doing?
I'm practicing my bat swing so I can play baseball and get paid $100 million. And if I'm really good, and I eat my food with chopsticks, and I'm good at math and have a tiny wiener, then I'll get paid $700 million.
Practice somewhere else.
Marvin, will you pass me the frog?
Yeah, I'll get you the frog.
Get up, bitch!
Oh my god, Marvin, are you okay?
Mommy, I think I killed Daddy.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go get a doctor!
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, Jeffy hit Marvin in the face.
Ooh, a puzzle. Oh, I love these things. The frog goes... Well, that actually depends on the species of frog. You know, every frog sounds different. This looks like it could be Rana Clamatans. Although, now that I'm really looking at it, I think it's Lithobates catasbionus. Yep, that's what it is. The Lithobates catasbionus goes...
The shit that's in my diaper goes...
You're missing a chicken.
Yes, I know, but can you please help Marvin? Jeffy hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
There's always something going on around here.
Is Marvin going to be okay?
Well, he might have a concussion.
Is that bad?
Nah, the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets him all the time. He seems to love it.
I want a brother.
Huh?
Jeffy, you can't have a brother.
Oh, really? Not letting him have black friends in 2024? What's wrong with you?
What?
Martin Luther King had a dream.
That's not what he's talking about.
Oh, you mean like a brother. I thought you meant like a brother, you know, like a homie. Well, listen, kid, that's not going to happen either. Not unless your mom starts giving it up, which, according to Marvin's text, she's not.
Excuse me?
All I'm saying is maybe give the man some poo-poo every now and then.
Can you please just help Marvin out?
That's what I'm trying to do. He's starving for some poo-poo.
With the concussion.
I don't know. Try giving him some poo-poo. Then.
I want your poo-poo.
Well, listen, I think we're all getting distracted. The best way you could possibly get something like a brother is making friends, but who has time for that? So I think the only thing logical to do would be to clone yourself, which I don't usually do, because that involves a toaster oven, and that's not my machine. But I do have something that might help. Let me get it. Eureka, the clone gun!
What's it do?
Well, you see, scientists all over the world have been trying to make a clone machine so they can clone organs for organ transplants, or to clone food to end world hunger, but I think that's stupid. I think it'd be cool if you had, like, a really hot nurse and you wanted to have a threesome with her, so you cloned her, and you had a threesome with her and the clone. And then it wouldn't be weird, like, if they were twins, because then it would be incest, and that would be gross. But if it's just her and her clone, then there's nothing wrong with that. But see, the problem is, whenever I've done it, the clone doesn't want to do it, because she's always like, well, I'm not gay for myself. So then whenever I clone the girl, I tell her, try to think about being gay for yourself. I'll explain why in a second. But then every time I do it, the clone still doesn't want to have the threesome, and I'm starting to think the girl I'm cloning doesn't want to do the threesome either. Anyway, what I was saying is, the flaw with this machine is whatever you're thinking about when I clone you, that's how your clone's going to act. So if you're thinking about funny jokes, then your clone's going to tell funny jokes, or maybe just that one joke over and over again. And if you think about scary stuff, then your clone's going to be scary. So what you should do is think about however you want your brother to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Tell me, stepbrother, I'm stuck. Stick in my Cooper.
What were you thinking about?
The hub.
Oh. Well, see, the cool thing about this clone gun is if you turn it this way, you can beat the clone to death and start over. Okay. Now, what you should do is think about how you really want your brother to act. You got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Jeffy, what were you thinking about?
World domination!
I'm going to go take over the world!
Okay. So let's try again, and this time don't think about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Pew! Oh, damn it. I'm all out of cologne.
What's the cologne for?
Well, the cologne machine runs on cologne.
What kind of cologne?
Axe body spray. Does anybody have any Axe body spray? No? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're not in a middle school boys' locker room. Well, I guess that's it. You have an evil clone on the loose, and Marvin should be awake by now. I'm getting a little worried about that. We probably should have addressed that first. And I will send my bill in the mail.
Oh my god, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! An evil doctor scientist that is now for sale on smlmerch.com, link in the description, is threatening to poison the world's water supply. We have an exclusive video of that now.
I've done it! I've finally done it! With this, I can finally poison the world's water supply with nuclear piss. And the best part is, no one can stop me!
Whoa, somebody should really stop him.
Wait, aren't you a cop?
No, I'm a doctor. What the hell? How did that happen?
Go stop him!
Ugh, okay, fine. You know, I really thought this job was going to be me handing out speeding tickets and abusing my power. But now I got to do responsibilities. Ugh.
Now, how am I going to poison the whole world's water supply? I could either dump all the nuclear piss into the river, or I could rob a bank and then use all the stolen money from the bank at a gas station to buy all their bottles of water. Then I'll use the nuclear piss to poison the water bottles and hand them out to hurricane relief victims. It's perfect!
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you?
Yes, I would like to withdraw $20 million from my bank account, please.
From checkings or savings?
Move out of my way! You're going to give me all the money in this bank or die!
Sir, please, I'm going to need you to take a number and wait your turn.
I'm sorry, what?
Take a number and wait your turn.
I am holding a firearm in front of your face. You do know that, right?
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, we'll see about that! Well, I will, go sit in the lobby and wait my turn.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to wait! I don't have time for this! I'm trying to take over the world!
Yeah, tell me about it. I hate the bank.
Number 53?
Number 53? But that's bullshit! I'm number 49! Number 49 comes before number 53!
Sorry, man.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about opening up a money market account.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, first we'll...
Just kidding! Give me all your money!
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, sorry. Actually, can you just come down here for a second?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Give me the money!
Oh, my God! You take it!
Yeah, that's right. You see this face? This is the face of the man that's robbing you. Never forget this face!
Ah, come on! I was gonna do that!
Sorry, man.
Next, number 49. Yes, 911, someone just robbed the bank!
Give me the rest of the money in the bank!
Sir, please, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry, take your turn.
Sorry, 911, that was just a rude customer. Yes, someone just robbed the bank! Thank you! How may I help you?
Give me the rest of the money in the bank! Give it to me!
We don't have any money, he stole it all!
How much money is in my account?
You don't have an account with us, sir.
Don't have an account.
I would like to open an account!
Alright, we're offering a $20 sign-up bonus if you're military.
No.
Well, is anyone in your family military?
No.
Would you like to still open an account?
Sure.
Alright, you need $5 deposit to start checking.
Oh, come on! I don't have $5! Why do you think I'm grabbing a bank? Yes, a gas station. There has to be money here.
Give me all the money in the register.
Ah, don't shoot! Come on, man. Didn't you get enough money from the bank?
Yeah, you're right. You can have this one.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register.
Is that a Nerf gun?
Hey, man, can I borrow your real gun?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register!
Okay, please, don't shoot, I have a family!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay, here you go.
What is this?
Well, business at the gas station has been slow lately.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go shopping, and you stay right there!
Okay. Hey,
can I have my gun back?
Oh, sure, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna buy cases of water so I can poison them! Let's see, how much money do I have? $20, $30, $45. Hey! How much is a case of water?
$7.99.
Damn! $7.99? For that price, you're robbing me! Let's see, $7.99 a case. I have $45. That means I can get 5 cases.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have 4 more.
That's okay, take your time. Yeah. That's a lot of water.
Damn, this is heavy. Yeah. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You guys don't want to help, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, how much?
Oh, let me see. That'll be $39.95.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Now give me the money that he just gave you.
Oh, darn it. There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I could have done that the whole time. I could have bought so much more water.
Have a nice day.
Finally, my plan to take over the world is almost complete. Now all I have to do is finish poisoning all these water bottles and then hand them out to hurricane relief victims. And some for you. And some for you. And some for you.
Who is he talking to?
Yes.
Hey, stop it.
Oh no, the police! Well, you're too late. I've already started poisoning the world's water supply.
Okay, 5 cases of water is not the world's water supply.
Yeah, well, it's going to be once I save up more money and buy more water.
Why don't you just steal the water? You know, you being evil and all.
Stealing water? Well, I mean, that's just plain wrong!
You're trying to poison people. That seems pretty mean.
So?
How do you even know if that piss is poisonous?
Oh, you don't believe that this is poison. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Is that enough poison for you, huh? Is it poison?
Wow, that was really easy.
Well, I did it. I killed him.
Wow, you're really good at your job.
Thank you. You know, not enough people tell me that.
Oh, what is going on?
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. You missed the whole video.
Really? What happened?
Oh, nothing much. Just Jeffy got cloned. His clone turned out to be evil, and he tried to take over the world by poisoning the world's water supply.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but don't worry. His clone is,
dead?
No, he's for sale on smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Yeah. The Lithibates Catus Bionis goes...
Aw, Mom's a good kitty.
Baby, get the cat off the dinner table.
But Marvin...
Go on, get! Get out of here, cat! Go on, get off the dinner table! No cats allowed on the dinner table, baby. Jeffy, dinner's ready!
Father? What the heck? You know I don't like green beans!
Jeffy, I made them different. I put something special in them.
What'd you do? Get a hamster and take a poop in them?
No, Jeffy, those are raisins. You're eating green beans and raisins, and me and Rose are eating macaroni and cheese and raisins.
Why don't I get macaroni and cheese and raisins?
Because you're a growing boy, Jeffy, and you need to eat your green beans.
Well, Father, I just got one question for you. Who's your dealer?
What do you mean, who's my dealer?
Whoever you buy your drugs from, because you're so high, I want to puff on whatever you're puffing.
I'm not puffing on anything, Jeffy. I need your green beans.
Can I go eat them
by the toilet?
No, because you're going to flush him down the toilet.
Can I eat him by the trash can?
No, because you're going to throw away the trash can.
Well, can I eat him in my room?
No!
Marvin, come on. Let him eat it in his room. Where's he going to put it anyway?
In his, in his pillowcase or under his mattress?
No, that's where I keep my crusty socks, and it's full down there.
Oh, all right, Jeffy, you can eat in your room, but I'm going to come check on you in 5 minutes, and you better eat this. You better not hide it anywhere.
Okay. Here I go, to my room, to eat my green beans.
Yeah, you better eat every single one of them. Better not find one on the ground. Baby, I'm so full.
Me too, Marvin.
What? You didn't eat your raisins.
Because raisins are disgusting, Marvin.
They're grapes.
They are sad grapes, and you know it.
I'm gonna go check on Jeffy and make sure he ate his green beans. All right, Jeffy, I'm coming to check to make sure you ate your green beans. Wait a minute. The front door's open. Rose, the front door's wide open. Your cat might have escaped.
What?
The front door's wide open, and I don't know if your cat got out.
Oh, no, Pumpkin! Did you see him anywhere?
I haven't seen him.
Well, we gotta go look for him. Kitty, kitty! Oh, no, Marvin, what if he got outside? He got eaten by a coyote! My poor kitty!
Oh, baby, hold on. Before you start assuming stuff, and before we go outside, let me go check Jeffy's room. Maybe he's with Jeffy.
Okay.
Jeffy?
Yeah, Daddy?
Have you seen Pumpkin anywhere?
It's not Halloween yet, Daddy.
I'm not talking about an actual pumpkin. I'm talking about that orange cat.
Nope.
Because the front door was left wide open. Did you leave the front door open?
Nope.
Because if Rose's cat got out, she's going to be upset.
Nope.
Jeffy, did you eat your green beans?
Yep.
Then where's the fork?
Daddy, it was so good, I swallowed the fork too, but I choked on it like Squidward. Like, but you wouldn't get it unless you seen SpongeBob.
All right, Jeffy, be honest with me. The front door is left wide open. If you tell me right now, I won't be mad.
Oh, fork dick has four tips. Pees out of all of them.
Jeffy, I'm being serious.
Me too. If you had a fork dick, that's what it would do.
All right, listen. If you've seen Pumpkin anywhere, you let us know because the front door is left wide open.
Oh, butter knife dick cuts butter and shit.
All right, Jeffy, you're not taking this seriously. If you see that orange cat anywhere, you let me know.
Got it, Daddy.
Okay, Marvin, I printed out missing pumpkin flyers for us to put around the neighborhood.
Baby, you didn't put a picture of the cat.
I know, but I put his name, Pumpkin.
Yeah, but we know his name's Pumpkin, but other people don't know his name, so they're going to think you're talking about a missing pumpkin.
I am talking about a missing pumpkin.
No, I'm talking about, like, they're going to think it's a pumpkin from, like, Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, so go add a picture of Pumpkin.
But, Marvin, I already printed out so many.
It's okay, you can print more. Go.
Okay. All right, Marvin, I fixed the flyers.
Baby, why didn't you use colored ink?
Because we ran out of the colored ink when I printed the last flyers.
Okay, I guess these will work. Let's go put them around the neighborhood.
Marvin, we should put them on stop signs.
Baby, that's dangerous. People are not going to see the stop sign. They're going to get in a wreck.
Yeah, but they'll see the poster of our missing cat.
Okay, we'll do a few stop signs. Come on.
Okay. All right, Marvin, we finished putting up the flyers around the neighborhood.
Let's just hope someone calls.
Hey there.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Did you find our missing cat?
No, but now I know you guys are the ones who've been putting these posters up on stop signs.
We thought that was the best place for people to see them.
Oh, I saw the poster. Don't worry about that. What I didn't see is the stop sign. So I T-boned a family of six in a minivan. Yeah, the van rolled like 15 times because I was going pretty fast, and two of them have been declared dead on the scene. The rest of them had to get life-lighted to the hospital. Oh, except for the one who's still trapped under the car. They got to use the jaws of life to get him out, but still, he's going to be pretty mangled. I didn't get hurt because I'm drunk, but I mean, hey, I'm sure as hell sober now. Yeah, that woke me the heck up.
Wait, so you didn't find our missing cat?
No, but if I see a gray cat, I will be sure to let you know.
Pumpkin's not gray.
I know pumpkins aren't gray. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not stupid.
No, the cat Pumpkin isn't gray. He's orange.
That cat is gray. I'm looking right at him.
No, the printer ran out of ink. He's orange.
I cannot imagine that cat being orange. He is gray in my mind.
But why would we name a gray cat Pumpkin?
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Listen, he's orange. Just imagine him orange.
Okay, you should really put his name on the poster.
Well, see, that's what I thought, but Marvin didn't like it.
Oh, I like that way better.
But there's no picture of the cat on here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I only really know he's a cat. cat because I already saw the other poster. You should really put these two posters together.
Hey, that's a good idea!
Yeah, just don't put them on stop signs. Put them on yield signs. Yeah, fuck yielding. I never yield. Anyway, how'd your cat get loose anyway?
I don't know. I was walking by the front door and it was wide open, and then I think he ran out when the door was open, and I asked my son if he left the door open, and he told me no.
Is he a liar?
What?
Is your son a liar? Is he prone to fabrication? Are his pants on fire?
I mean, he lies sometimes.
Well, I have a lie detector in my car.
In your car you have a lie detector?
Yeah, I mean, I made it. I was on my way to the police station to interrogate someone with it, but I could use it on your son to see if he opened the door.
Yeah, yeah, go grab it. I want to see if Jeffy's lying about leaving the door open, if it was him or not.
Okay. All right, here it is, Marvin, the truth teller 5000.
Wow!
This is really a time machine?
No, it's a lie detector. You weren't listening.
Oh, yeah, a time machine. Does it work?
It's not a time machine, Marvin. It's a fucking lie detector.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah, it works really well. See, whenever you tell a lie, it lights up red, and whenever you tell the truth, it lights up green. And if you tell a super lie, a horn goes off that says, liar, in my voice. Here, try it out. Put it on your head. There you go, Marvin. Are you bald?
No.
See?
Oh, no, I have hair on the sides of my head.
See, Marvin, it works.
Okay, well, Rose, can you put it on? I have some questions for you.
No, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, I have questions.
No, believe me, buddy, sometimes it's better to not know. Check it out. Okay, Marvin, ask me if I have a big wiener.
Do you have a big wiener?
No. Call Jeffy in here.
Jeffy, get in here.
Yeah, Daddy?
We have questions to ask you, Jeffy.
Oh, roly-poly dick. Curls up in a ball when it gets scared and shit.
Yeah, mine does that too.
Listen, Jeffy, this is a time machine.
Marvin, I swear to God, let me do the talking. This is not a time machine.
Oh, time machine, dick. Goes back in time and shit.
No, it's not a time machine. It's a lie detector.
Oh, lie detector, dick. Detects lies and shit.
Yes, Jeffy, it's gonna detect lies. And did you leave that front door open?
No.
Well, we're gonna ask you with the time machine.
It's not a time machine, Marvin. God damn it.
Oh, we're gonna ask the lie detector.
Okay. I will put the helmet on his head. Jesus, come here. All right, Jeffy, it's all set up. So if you're lying, the red light will light up, and if you're telling the truth, the green light will light up.
Oh, red light, green light, dick. Stops and goes and shit.
Jeffy, if you do one more shit dick, then you're grounded.
Oh, shit dick. Covered in shit and smells like shit and shit.
You're grounded, Jeffy.
Marvin, just ask your questions.
All right, Jeffy, did you leave the front door open?
Yes.
You said earlier you didn't.
I know I lied.
Okay, so now that we have a time machine, you're still telling the truth?
Yeah, because you're gonna find out the truth anyway!
Oh, wow! There's no point in having the time machine then.
Marvin, it's not a time machine.
There's no point in having a lie detector then if you're gonna start telling the truth now.
Well, just ask more questions.
Alright, Jeffy. Do you know where Pumpkin is?
No, I do not know where he is.
Okay, you're telling the truth with that. Did you leave the front door open on purpose?
Yes.
Well, why would you do that?
Because I'm a fuck.
Are you stupid like this all the time, or are you faking it?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's new to me.
All right, Jeffy, is there anything else you want to admit to?
Oh, Pinocchio dick! Gets longer as I lie and shit!
No, Jeffy, there was this one time that Pumpkin was covered in poop. Why was he covered in poop?
Well, because I wiped my ass with him after I took a shit.
What? You said he rolled around the litter box!
Well, he did that too. Fuck.
What? Jeffy, that is it! You're gonna go to your room, and you're grounded. You're not gonna leave the room the whole weekend.
All right, I'm going to my room, and I'm totally gonna stay there all weekend. I'm gonna take this off.
Well, Marvin, you got the truth.
Yeah, but we still don't know where Pumpkin is.
Yeah, this can't really help with that. But hey, I'll leave it here so you can play with it. But I'm not entirely sure it's accurate, because I haven't really calibrated it. But that little wiener thing was definitely true. Yeah, wait. Fuck, I said that backwards. I meant, it's not accurate. I haven't calibrated it. So, I have a big wiener, Marvin, and I'm gonna leave this here for... I think there's something wrong with it. Maybe you shouldn't believe this machine. I have a big wiener, and I'm gonna just ignore that, and then I'm gonna head out. But if I see a gray cat, I'm gonna let you know.
It's orange. Okay, let's see if this thing is truly accurate. I, Marvin, have a big wiener. Okay, but it's not small, though. It's not the smallest penis in the world. How would you possibly even know that information? Oh, okay. Well, if I was in a room with 10 guys, I'd be in the top 3 biggest. Oh, come on!
Hey, Marvin, I'm back from the bathroom. Did you finish your test?
Oh, yeah. Turns out Jeffy's the one who left the door open.
Oh, well, Marvin, you know he's still just a kid.
He's 19 years old, baby.
Well, accidents happen.
No, he did it on purpose.
Oh, well, Marvin, we really should go look for Pumpkin.
Who's at the door? Oh, it's probably my package for big penis, like, reversal pills, because mine's so big.
Liar!
I don't know why it's screaming liar. This thing must be broken. It lies all the time. It's not calibrated right, is what he told me.
Hello?
Pumpkin, you found him!
Where's my reward?
What?
The paper said I'd get a reward.
Oh, well, bring him inside. We'll discuss that.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, Pumpkin, you're back! Where did you find him?
He ran out in front of my Lamborghini and almost hit him. The only reason I didn't is because I didn't want to damage my Lamborghini.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing him back.
Now, where's my reward?
What?
The paper said that there'd be a reward, so give me money.
Baby, where's the money you're gonna give him?
I don't have any money.
So then why the fuck would you put reward on the paper if there wasn't gonna be a reward?
Well, I was hoping someone would bring him back because he's our pet.
Damn, I should have just hit him.
Well, listen, Pumpkin's back, everyone's happy. What were you doing coming here anyway?
Well, I wanted to come get your house payment, but I'm assuming you don't have that?
No, I have the house payment. Of course I have the house payment. I already
put this on.
Well, you don't even know what this thing is. It's a time machine.
Do you have your house payment this month?
Of course I do.
Liar!
Oh, listen, I have half of it.
Liar!
Okay, listen, I have most of it.
Liar!
If you just give me till tomorrow, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next week, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next month, I'll pay double.
Liar!
Okay, listen, this is the thing that doesn't even know what it's doing. It's supposed to take you back in time or something.
Marvin, do you even have your house payment ever? Do you even try to pay your house payment?
I try to pay it every month. Baby, don't every day we sit on the couch and I go, I'm going to pay my house payment this month. I'm really going to try to pay it. That's what I'm going to do.
Marvin, give me that.
What?
I'm going to cut off your balls and put them in a jar and pickle them. I'm going to have pickled balls and then I'm going to play pickleball with it. And I'm going to cut your balls off with the scissors that are in my ass. So I'm going to give you a 5-second head start, Marvin, because I can't really run that well with scissors up my ass. That's why they tell you not to run with scissors. So get running.
Give me noggin. All right, Krause, this Saturday night, we're going to be having a school dance. We're going to be boogie-woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, because if you don't, you are a loser.
Aw, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night's when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school dance? That's so cool. I want to go. Junior, you have to take me because you're my boyfriend.
I can't. Me, Joseph, and Cody are going to run trios on Fortnite.
Actually, me and Ken are going to go to the dance.
What? You're going to go to the dance?
Gay.
Well, yeah, I want to see Ken's wop. Wet-ass plastic.
So he is a doll.
No, he's not a doll. He's just got so much Botox, it's like plastic.
Junior. So you're not going to take me?
Me and Joseph can run duos. Cody holds us back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine then. I'm just going to go by myself then.
You're going to go to a dance all by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bros before hoes. I'll see you on Fortnite, Joseph.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Hey, Penelope.
Hey, Patrick.
Do you guys ever want to go to the dance with you?
No. No, I don't.
Really? I thought you and Junior were dating.
Me too.
Well, since you're not, you want to go to the dance with me?
Yes, Patrick. I would love to.
Yay!
Damn, dude. Never in a million years where I thought I'd see the day that Patrick's still your bitch. Wow. 2025 is starting out crazy.
You can't go to a dance with another man while dating me. That's cheating. Cody, is that cheating? Check the book.
Okay, I'll check the book, Junior.
In case you go to a dance with another man.
I don't see it, Junior. I'm looking.
Keep looking.
Junior, you didn't want to go. I did. Patrick asked me, so I said yes. We're just going as friends.
As friends? Cody, read her the rule about women having male friends.
It says women cannot have male friends.
What?
Article 4.
Article 4 says no man would be friends with a woman unless he thinks there's a possibility he might be able to sleep with her.
What kind of insecure asshole wrote that book? We're just friends, Junior.
Article 5.
Article 5 says if she defends the man, that means she's definitely cheating or she's keeping him in her back pocket so she can cheat later.
You guys, it's Patrick. He's special.
Special? She just called him special? Cody, read her Article 7 about pet names.
Pet names. It says if she says he's special or like a brother, they've been friends since they were kids, that means she's definitely, definitely, definitely cheating.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't want you going to the dance with Patrick, so I will go to the dance with you.
No, Junior, I can't do that to him. I can't break his heart.
Wait, you care about breaking his heart? You care about his feelings? Oh my God, Cody, read her the article about feelings.
I'll be honest with you guys. This is just a science textbook. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Junior! If you want to go to the dance, then you can come and you can dance with us there. How about that?
What? Dance with you? I'm not going to be a part of y'all's stupid love triangle where you get your cake and eat it too. I'm not going to be that. It's only me or him, and you got to pick.
Junior, you're so insecure. I'm not having this conversation with you. Go if you want. I'm going with Patrick.
What? The book? Go check the book,
Why did you do that all cheating?
Guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This is just like planets and shit.
Hey, loser, do you have a date to the dance?
No, because he's so ugly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bitch, those horizontal scars on your wrist are just for attention. Go vertical next time and do us all a favor.
Yeah, well, you're just mad because you don't have a date to the dance.
I actually do have a date to the dance, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Well, I believe that when I see it.
Well, you won't be seeing my face there because she'll be sitting on it like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's her name?
Stinky fuckerhead 439½.
Sounds made up.
No, she just goes to a different school.
Wham, boo-hoo, cry.
What's wrong, Jeffy? How was school?
Hey, there's a school dance Saturday night, and this kid was making fun of me saying that I didn't have a date to the dance, but I told him that I did have a date. So if I show up to the dance without a date, then he's going to make fun of me and call me a loser.
Aw, Jeffy, are there any girls in your class you could ask to go with?
No.
Baby, he's 20 years old. All the girls in his class are 15.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if he looks at one of them wrong, he's going to jail. All right, so you told this kid that you have a date to the dance.
Yeah.
Okay, did you explain, like, what she looks like?
No, but I did tell him her name.
Okay, what's the name you said?
Stinky Fuckerhead 439½.
Well, it looks like there's no problem here, because he knows that name is made up.
No, he doesn't! He believed me! And he said that he would see me and her at the dance!
He's not going to see you there at the dance with a girl named that, because there's no girl named that. Why would you think of that name out of all the girl names in the world? Why'd you say that?
Well, because it was the only girl name I could think of!
That's not a girl's name!
That's rude, Daddy! It's not her fault that her parents got a divorce, and that she has two different last names.
So you've met a girl with that name?
Yes.
No, you haven't. What's her last name?
439½.
What's her first name?
Stinky Fuckerhead.
No, it's not, Jeffy. Stop making it up!
I'm not making it up! It's real!
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just download Tinder or Hinge and find some random girl to go to the dance with them?
Marvin, no. Girls on those apps are just looking for hookups.
What was the name of those apps again?
Okay, well, how about we just hire a girl to go to the dance with him?
No, Marvin, we're not getting him an escort.
Jeffrey's prostitution problem.
Marvin, you can't call the video that.
We're not going to call the video that. That's not what we're doing. Why don't we just hire a girl to go by whatever the hell name he just said, and she goes to dance, dances, and then she leaves. Why can't we just hire a girl to do that?
Slide her a 20 and she might do something freaky.
I don't get it. No, freaky. Just go to the dance so you don't look like a loser. Look, I can just call my friend the Love Doctor.
Oh, that's a good idea, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my son.
My retired brother Bill will need a date to dance.
What is he talking about?
My son Jeffy needs a date to the school dance, so we called you.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I am unhappily married. Also, I'm not really into dudes, so no can do.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, he needs a date to the school dance.
Oh, he needs a date to the school dance, huh?
Yeah, and you're a doctor, so I thought maybe you're, like, a love doctor.
What the fuck is a love doctor?
Like, someone who, like, gets someone dates?
No, I'm just, like, a regular doctor. I mean, if you need help donating sperm, I can do that.
Well, I donate a lot of that to the toilet and also the floor around it because I miss my hand. And sometimes when I'm edging, I can hit the back of the wall, and I might JFK a bitch if she ain't careful.
But I just need you to help me find him a date to the school dance.
You know, I knew a guy who never needed a date to the dance because he always had one. Yep, always has a date to the dance, Lance. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, we had school dances like homecoming and prom, and everyone would ask girls out trying to get dates to the dance. But there was this one kid who never had to worry about getting a date to the dance. Always had a date to the dance, Lance. You see, Lance was rolling in dates. Every time a school dance was coming up, all the girls in school would tell guys no because they were hoping Lance would take them to the dance. I asked so many girls to the dance in the craziest ways, and they still said no, hoping for a chance to the dance with Lance. I hired an airplane advertisement company to fly a banner asking a girl out, and she said no. I had the chorus class sing to a girl in class, and she still said no. And I even had the lunch lady spell it with french fries for a girl, and she said no. No one had a chance against Lance. Me and all the other guys were pissed. We would go to the dance without dates, and all the girls took one glance at Lance, and they were in a trance. And the dance was themed like France. I knew I had to stop this nonsense, so I put ants in Lance's pants, but it just enhanced his dance. So then, I pantsed Lance while he danced. Turns out he had a huge dong. He began to prance with it dragging behind him, and then Lance was expelled after that for refusing to pull up his pants. But I heard Lance has a degree in finance, and he loves plants.
So yeah, all he has to do is be like Lance, and he'll have too many dates to the dance.
Okay, but he's not Lance.
I mean, he's kind of Lance.
Oh, listen, is there any way you can help us find him a date, even if we have to pay her?
Like an escort?
No.
Jeffy's prostitution bamboozle.
Hmm.
Marvin!
No, listen, is there any nice girls that you know?
I mean, I do pap smear, so I know the good ones. I mean, that's probably a HIPAA violation, but I smear some pap now. Smear the shit out some pap. Yeah, like jelly on toast. Yeah, see, down at the hospital, they call me Papa Smurf, because I'm the Papa Smurf of pap smears. Right up there with Marcanus and Marcellus Papp, the Wright brothers of pap smears. They invented it. Before them, it was just a pap poke, but they invented the smear.
Oh, listen, can you help us or not? Get him a date.
I think I know a girl. I'll be right back.
Hey there! Brooklyn guy said you needed a date to the dance. He's the best doctor ever. He does my pap smears. I call him Papa Pig because he fixed my muddy puddles.
Well, ma'am, it's nice to meet you. Is there any way we could pay you to go on a date with our son?
Yeah, for the right amount of money. What's my name supposed to be?
Stinky fucker 439 and a half.
What?
I mean, I prefer Brook.
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, all you have to do is take him to the dance and then bring him right home.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, Daddy, Slayer 20. I want to get freaky.
No, Jeffy, there's no freaky. Look, just go to the dance with her and impress your friends.
All right, Daddy. But if the Red River's flowing, I want to take the dirt road home.
Well, the dirt road's pretty much your only option.
I really hope they have a good time.
Me too.
Give it up for DJ Chopstick! How many Y's in this bitch? Where are my shooters at?
Get your balls off my shoulder.
Hey guys, look, my date's here.
Whoa, look at that, honey. He actually has a date.
Ew. Her name is Stinky Fucker 439 and a half.
Or Brooke. You could just call me Brooke.
Look at that, honey. She has a mustache.
It's actually not a mustache. It's a Cleveland steamer I gave her on the car on the way over here.
Well, actually, that would be a dirty Sanchez. A Cleveland steamer is where you shit on their chest.
I did that too.
Ugh, they're freaks.
Actually, I'm going to do 4 in the stink, none in the pink. Straight punch an asshole.
Ugh, let's get out of here, honey.
Gross.
Look at that! You did it! You made them think I'm cool!
Yeah, we really showed them.
Started to finger pump?
No. When do I get paid?
Didn't he fun, Penelope?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Patrick.
I'm so happy you said yes to going to the dance with me.
Me too!
Hey, you want to see what dance as fast as I can?
Sure! Patrick! Your pants fell off!
Uh-oh, we know alone.
Hey, Penelope, I just wanted to come to the dance and see...
What? You have Patrick's pants on? You took his pants off?
No, he just danced his pants off!
Get away from my girl!
Ow!
Oh, you ever take your pants off in front of my girlfriend like that?
You want to go, bitch?
Oh my god! Take that man's winners out! Take your winners out!
Hey! No winners out on the dance floor! What do you think this is, a ditty party?
We're back, and someone's pooper is sore, and it's not mine!
Okay, so how'd the date go?
Oh, it was great! Everyone at the dance was so jealous!
Well, I don't know about that, but he did show up with a date who had that ridiculous name.
Okay, well, here's the $20 we owe you.
Thank you. Haha, suckers! It was me the whole time!
What? You look just like a lady!
Bennett! Dude, look like a lady! Yeah, that.
Well, what about all that shit we did in the car?
Literally.
Well, so, like, everything went fine? I mean, you look just like a woman. Like, what happened?
Well, I think you got the gist of it. Everything went fine. But word of advice, if you ever shit on someone's chest again, make sure it's not diarrhea.
It was solid at first!
Little brats, here's your macaroni and cheese. And Cody, I made you some special noodles. I think you'll like it.
Chef Phoebe, you know me so well.
Are those little...
Yes. Yes, they are.
Oh, dude, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah, I love macaroni and cheese.
And I love dickaroni and cheese. Especially the black ones.
Man, I lost my appetite.
Yeah, me too.
Junior! Do you notice anything new about me?
You're more annoying than usual.
Shut up, Joseph.
You only have a top lip?
Well, that's true.
No, Junior, I got my ears pierced today. Look, I have waffle earrings in.
Waffle earrings?
Ooh, those hoes ugly as hell. I'm more of a pancake guy. Take my ass to IHOP, you feel me?
Remember when they were IHOP and they pretended they were only gonna do burgers? Nobody believed them.
What, you only got your ears pierced today?
Yeah, Junior, my dad just let me get them done.
I thought girls were born with their ears pierced.
Wait, Junior, you thought girls were born with holes in their ears?
Everyone's born with holes in their ears, idiot.
No, I mean extra holes.
Girls already have extra holes. Where do you think babies come from? Their front butts.
What?
Junior, you know it'd be so hot. Actually, if you got your ears pierced. Wait, no, just one ear pierced, that'd be so hot.
Yeah, you would look pretty hot with an ear piercing.
Well, then I want one of my ears pierced.
Okay, I'm gonna go tell all my friends that I got new earrings.
Joseph, would it be cool if I got one of my ears pierced?
Yeah, maybe. Some rappers do it. Yeah, you look cool.
Oh, I want one of my ears pierced now.
Well, you have to go ask your dad. You're not 18 yet, so you need your parents' permission.
Oh, good looking out, Cody. I don't want my dad to beat my ass.
You asked me to get your ears pierced, you fruity-footed ass boy. Next thing you be asking is to wear a dress and
say, Junior?
He said maybe when I'm older and out of the house.
Everything okay, dude? We heard screaming.
Yeah, yeah, my dad just doesn't want me to get my ears pierced because he said that I might get a staph infection in my ear.
Well, I could just pierce your ear with a needle, you know, sanitize it.
No, no, no. I think the only way I can get my ear pierced is if I accidentally pierce it.
How do you accidentally pierce your ear?
Oh, like fall on a needle, dude?
Yeah, something like that. Or like if I got in a fight with you, Cody, and you pulled out a hole punch and punched my ear.
Well, I do always carry a hole puncher. Everybody knows that about me, so I could do that if you want me to.
I just think the hole would be too perfect, and my dad would know we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you're right. That's stupid.
Ooh, I got an idea. Now, this might sound crazy, but what if you lay on my roof with a sniper rifle, and I go 200 yards away, and you shoot me in the ear?
What, Junior, what the fuck? Do you know how hard it would be for me to shoot your ear from 200 yards away with a sniper rifle?
It's not that hard, Cody. Someone just did it a few days ago.
But if I miss, you could die.
Just don't miss.
Yeah, what? If you make it, it'll be cool, dude.
But there's, like, wind and gravity and a whole bunch of shit. I don't know anything about shooting guns.
You've literally made a time machine before. I think you can shoot me in the ear with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, that is true. I did do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just shoot me in the ear and, you know, do it right because, you know, I don't want to die.
Well, okay, I guess I could do that, but, I mean, I've never shot a gun before. This is still very dangerous.
Oh, come on, Cody, just grab a gun and shoot me in the ear.
Well, where am I supposed to get a sniper rifle?
It's America, Cody. You can get a gun anywhere. Just go ask your dad, pull it out of his safe, look under the bed, just literally go outside, you'll find one.
Yeah, it's probably like hanging on the fence or something, dude.
Yeah, that is kind of a stupid question, you're right. It's not gonna be hard.
Alright, grab a sniper rifle and go up on my roof.
Okay.
Alright, Cody, make sure you only shoot my ear.
Okay, Junior. I got you in my sights. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think you got it, Cody.
Did I get it? Sorry, I shot a lot of times. I panicked.
Cody, there's people screaming over there. I think you shot a random person.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, did you get your ear pierced?
Yeah, how's it look?
Aw, dang, dude, that's the wrong ear.
What do you mean the wrong ear?
Junior, did I really shoot someone?
I don't know, maybe there was people screaming. What do you mean the wrong ear?
Dude, you're not supposed to get the right ear pierced. If you get the right one pierced, you're gay.
What, gay?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that. Apparently, if you get your right ear pierced, everybody knows you're gay.
What? No one told me if I got a specific ear pierced, it would mean I was gay.
Dude, you're supposed to do your research. It's like tattoos. They're permanent. Now move a little closer to Cody. I don't want you grabbing my butt now.
I'm not gay, Cody. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I've heard that. It doesn't mean it's true. I mean, I'm gay as hell, and my right ear's not pierced.
So if my dad sees my right ear pierced, what's he gonna say?
Oh, he's gonna be mad as your gay ass.
Well, I'm not gay. Okay, what if I get both my ears pierced?
Oh, you straight as fuck, dude.
Well, I could just take this hole puncher and even it out.
No, it's gotta look like an accident. Does this look like an accident, Joseph?
Duh, dude. You're missing half of your ear.
What? Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time putting an earring in there.
Okay, well, grab the gun and shoot my other ear.
I'm not gonna shoot your other ear, especially not if I accidentally shot someone else.
Well, no one's gonna know it was you. If it was a random bullet, they probably thought it was like from a gang fight.
A gang fight in a predominantly white suburban neighborhood? The news!
Breaking news, MK. Donald Duck was randomly shot and killed today. The shooter is identified as this four-eyed freak. If you know who this kid is, please call authorities right away. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone with information that leads to the arrest of this shooter.
So they're not even gonna know it's me, huh, Junior? Well, that's my face plastered all over the fucking news.
Well, hey, at least they used a good photo of you, Cody.
Thank you. I don't really know where they got it, but I wish they'd send it to me. That could go on the gram.
I can't believe you killed Donald Duck.
Well, I didn't mean to kill Donald Duck. I guess one of the bullets just hit him.
Why'd you shoot multiple times? You only had to shoot once.
Well, I didn't know if I hit your ear or not. I panicked, Junior. I panicked.
Well, listen, Cody, we're your best buds. You have nothing to worry about. We would never call the cops and rat on you.
Hey, y'all looking for that four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck? Yeah, I'm sitting right next to his ass. Hey, y'all offering a $10,000 reward? Ooh, yeah, bring that money. I need that right now. And come and pick his ass up immediately.
Joseph, what the fuck?
Bro, I need that money. I need a payday. And you going to jail anyway.
What the fuck?
Listen, Cody, even if the cops show up at my door, there's no way I would tell them you're here.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Let me get it.
Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Do. You want it? Well, you gotta tell me where he's at. Where's he at? Tell me where he is. Tell me where the freak is. Come on.
What do you want?
The freak, the four-eyed freak that shot Donald Duck. You tell me where he is, you get this money.
How can you afford to give $10,000 just for people who tell you stuff?
Well, it's just like a big safe we have at the police department called reward money. I think it's taxpayer money, honestly. But whenever I have a bunch of gambling debts, I go in there and grab a stack or two every now and then. Nobody notices.
Well, he's upstairs on the couch.
Oh, here you go. You thought? Dumbass bit. No. No, I only give you the money after I arrest him, dumbass.
All right, officer. Cody's right there.
There you go.
Nigga, that's mine. Thank you, Pookie.
Junior, you said you wouldn't let him in.
Cody, I can't lie to a cop. I don't want to go to jail.
Okay, you're under arrest for the murder of Donald Duck. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law, etc., etc. Put your hands behind your back. Actually, you know what? Don't, because I forgot my handcuffs to my squad car, so please come outside quietly without putting up a fight, because I also forgot my taser and my handgun, because I'm an irresponsible police officer, and last night I went drunk driving in my squad car, and I think I killed a pedestrian, but I don't really remember. You got all that?
I got it.
But, officer, I didn't mean to shoot Donald Duck. I was just trying to shoot my friend's ear.
Do you want to press charges for him shooting your ear?
No, I told him to shoot me in the ear.
Why are you guys always doing weird shit here? Why can't you guys just be normal kids and do normal kid shit?
Earlier, he was eating macaroni and cheese in the shape of dicks.
See? Like that kind of shit. Just be normal. Come on, you freaks. Let's go to court.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Cody, who is being accused of shooting beloved Disney icon Donald Duck with a sniper rifle. Cody, why did you do this?
Well, Your Honor, it was a total accident. You see, my friend here wanted to get his ear pierced, and his dad told him he wasn't allowed to get his ear pierced, so he wanted to make it look like an accident. So I was shooting his ear with a sniper rifle, and I shot multiple times, and I guess one of those bullets hit Donald Duck by accident.
That explanation is quite ridiculous, but your friend's ear is wounded, so I do kind of believe you. Mickey Mouse and Goofy, let me hear your side of the story.
Well, Your Honor, me, Goofy, and Donald were chilling at the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Me and Goofy were in the hot tub with the girls.
Bitches, Your Honor, bitches.
And Donald was smoking quack.
That good shit.
And then out of nowhere, his head got blown off.
Well, right the fuck off.
At first we thought it was Bugs Bunny and those damn Looney Tunes. But we looked across the lake and there was a blue-eyed freak with a sniper rifle. He killed Donald.
Find him, Your Honor.
Well, it does seem like a complete accident to me. So, Cody, I find you not guilty of murder, but guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And I sentence you to 3 hours of community service and a gun safety course.
No! 3 hours? Your Honor, please have mercy on me. No! Oh, God, why?
3 hours of community service? That's it? Goofy, we have to get revenge!
Let's shoot him in the fucking head and see how he likes it, Gahoot!
I like that idea.
I heard that. If you successfully do it, that's premeditated murder. So you know.
3 hours of community service. My life is over.
Don't worry, Cody. You'll make it through it.
Yeah, nigga, you had 3 hours community service? Boy, they really bapped your ass.
Yes, they really bapped my ass. Did you buy all that stuff with your snitch money, Joseph?
Yes, sir, Ski, and I'm fresh as fuck.
Cody, you're not worried about how Mickey and Goofy said they're going to shoot you?
Oh, I did hear that, and I am pretty scared. But as long as nobody lets him in the house, I should be fine.
There's someone at the door. Let me go get it.
Junior, what the fuck?
Hello?
Goofy, now!
Go hook, die, bitch!
You shot my other ear!
Goofy, you rat, you piece of shit!
Well, maybe if your big fucking ears weren't in the way, I'd have a better shot.
Don't talk back to me! I thought you were the right kid! Now I gotta go looking for him!
No. You did get the right kid.
What?
Yeah, the bullet went through my ear. It killed Cody. He was in the living room. It got him.
Oh, okay. Never mind, Goofy. We got him.
Oh, thank God.
Is everything okay, Junior? I heard a gunshot.
Oh, it was just Mickey and Goofy trying to kill you. They thought I was you, and they shot me when I opened the door. See, look at my ear.
Well, shit, I'm glad I didn't answer the door then.
At least both of your ears are pierced. Now you don't look gay anymore.
Yeah, I guess it is good that now both of my ears are pierced.
Did I hear both of your ears are pierced, you fruity-ass boy?
Ah! Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Pooby from SML. I do the voice of Cody and Brooklyn Guy and a whole bunch of other people. Did you know we're selling Jeffy pianos right now on smlmerch.com? Yeah, that's right. They make Jeffy noises whenever you press the keys. Listen to that. It's fucking crazy, right? Well, if you want one, you better grab one now, because on July 31st, they disappear forever. Gone. Bye-bye. No more buying them. So you better get one now. Just thought you should know that. So you can do this. Listen to that. Listen to that, Jeffy.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, you know the NBA Finals is on tonight.
Yeah, let's watch basketball.
Oh, I just love watching sweaty guys run around and put balls in holes. You know what's crazy? Whoever puts the most balls in holes wins. It's awesome.
Penelope, you want to watch basketball with us?
No, Junior, I don't have time to watch TV. I have to read my book on how to be a millionaire fast.
Girls can't be millionaires unless their name is Oprah.
Ooh, my black queen.
You know what, Junior? I will be a millionaire by the time I graduate college.
Yeah, right, like you're going to college.
Yes, huh, Junior? Girls go to college to get more knowledge, and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Wait a minute. We get to go to Jupiter?
What?
She just said boys go to Jupiter, so we can actually go? I thought Jupiter was a gas giant. How would we land on there?
We can't.
But she just said boys go to Jupiter, and she's reading a book, so obviously she's smart. So what are you talking about? We can go to Jupiter right now?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah, totally go to Jupiter, Junior, because that's possible. Good luck with that.
Guys, you just heard Penelope say it's possible for us to go to Jupiter.
I think she just said boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider because it rhymed.
No, she wasn't reading Dr. Seuss. She was reading a smart book. I think she knows what she's talking about. Guys, I did not know boys could go to Jupiter. Is that what they do in Boy Scouts?
No.
Because I would have joined Boy Scouts and got touched to go to Jupiter.
Oh, yeah, just to go to space, definitely.
Yeah, we get to go to Jupiter? Like, no one tells us stuff like this. Like, they always say that we have to go to college, but they never told us that Jupiter is an option.
They always hide the good stuff, dude.
I know.
How the hell are we supposed to go to Jupiter?
I don't know, but apparently we all get to go to Jupiter because we're boys. I think Jupiter's better than college.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to call NASA and ask them how we get our ticket to Jupiter.
Hey there, somebody call an astronaut?
We did. Wait, why are you wearing your helmet if you're not in space?
Oh, well, I don't really get to go to space very often, so I just wear this helmet so I can feel cool.
Why don't you get to go to space? I thought that's all astronauts got to do.
No, see, we don't really have the same funding that we used to, so I only really get to wear the spacesuit whenever I'm doing kids' birthday parties or somebody paid to have lunch with an astronaut. Is that what we're doing here? We having lunch? Because please no chicken salad. I'm still full from all the chicken salad I had earlier for another kid's lunch. Oh, and no grapes, too, because he kept wanting me to eat grapes with him, and grapes hurt my stomach, so no grapes. So we having lunch or what?
No, we want to go to Jupiter.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, planets are fun.
No, like, we want to go in a space shuttle and go to Jupiter.
I mean, hey, you can go anywhere in your imagination.
No, like, we really actually want to go to Jupiter because there's a saying that says boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, so we want to go to Jupiter.
Well, you can't.
Look, we know you got to get touched to go to outer space, so what's up?
Yeah, I'll pull my pants down right now. Just touch it. I'll go to space.
What are you talking about?
The Boy Scouts. They get touched. They get to go to space.
No, they don't.
Well, then how did the guy from Subway go to space?
He didn't go to space. He went to prison.
Well, listen, we want to go to Jupiter because apparently a bunch of boys have been to Jupiter to get more stupider, and if they got to go, we want to go too.
I assure you, nobody has been to Jupiter. Thank you.
Okay, well, then why can't we go to Jupiter? Why do they say the stupider line?
Well, because it rhymes. Thank you.
Okay, listen, I bet you there's boys on Jupiter right now, you just don't want to send us.
No, look, I could put all your asses on a space shuttle and just kind of shoot it at Jupiter. That's a thing I could do, but I'm not going to do that.
Why won't you do it? Because you can't? You're not allowed? You're not a high enough astronaut to do that?
No, I can do it.
Fine. If you're not cool enough, you can't do it.
No, I can send... Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll send all of you to Jupiter. Sure, let's go to Jupiter. Everybody wants to go to Jupiter? Come on, let's go to Jupiter. Follow me.
Let's go, guys.
Yes.
All right, welcome to a room in the Kennedy Space Center. So you can tell that's where we are because of the space background. You know, I actually made that myself. I bought a black sheet from Walmart, and then I hung it up on a wall, and then I cut some stars out of yellow construction paper, and then I taped them up there. My manager said it was pretty neat. He said, I'd give you a gold star, but it looks like you made some yourself. And that made me feel pretty good. I had my head held up high for the rest of the day. And don't tell anybody, but he gave me extra apple slices in the cafeteria, and Cleotis didn't get any. Cleotis is the janitor, and he has to clean up my construction paper mess.
So you really don't go to space, do you?
No, it's all pretty much just arts and crafts and lunches. It's a lot like preschool.
Oh, well, can we please go to Jupiter, please?
Yeah, okay, I just need you guys to sign these waivers and, don't read them. Like, seriously, don't. Like, please do not read them. And while you guys are signing those, I'll go get your spacesuits ready.
Oh, okay. All right, guys, let's sign these things.
Okay, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is my manager says I get 30 extra minutes of recess after lunch. But the bad news is I only have 2 spacesuits, so that means one of you can't go.
Oh, it's all good, homie. I read the waiver anyway, and I'm not going.
What, Joseph, you're not going to go to space?
Hell no, dude. Black people aren't meant to be in space.
Oh, because we wouldn't be able to see you.
Nah, that's not it, but I'll let you think that. Read the waiver, dude. Bye.
Well, I already signed the waiver. I don't care. I want to go to Jupiter.
Okay, let's get you in these spacesuits.
Come on, Cootis, get them.
Wow, you guys look good in those spacesuits. Let me just take these waivers from you. So Jupiter, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
How long's it gonna take for us to get to Jupiter?
Oh, not long. I mean, it's just gonna be like a trip down to the local grocery store, so like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wait, it's really gonna take 6 years to get to Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter's like 363 million billion gajillion quintillion miles away, and you're gonna be traveling at 17,000 bowsin' wowsin' quowsin' miles per hour, so yeah, like 6 years.
What, Junior, what are we gonna do for 6 years?
Well, I could bring a bunch of movies and snacks. We could have like a movie night for 6 years.
That does sound pretty fun.
Look, I'll go grab some movies and some snacks.
Yeah, make sure you get everything you need before you get in the space shuttle.
Oh, man, Cody, I'm so excited.
Oh, Junior, 6 years. It's still not too late to back out.
We're not backing out, Cody. We're going to go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
I still don't know why we want to get more stupider.
Because everyone else has been to Jupiter except for us, and we need to go.
But what are we going to do for 6 years?
I brought a bunch of movies and snacks, Cody. We're going to have a blast.
Okay.
All right, kids, the space shuttle is fueled up and ready to go for your 6-year journey. So you ready for takeoff?
Yeah, we're ready!
All right, you'll be taking off in 3, 2, 1, lift off! Congratulations, boys. You've now reached outer space.
Oh, wow, Cody, look, we're in outer space!
Yeah, I guess this begins our 6-year journey to Jupiter.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You wanna put on a movie?
Yeah, let me grab the movie.
Wait, the movie?
Yep, here it is.
Wait, what is this?
It's the movie I brought.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else did you bring?
That's it.
What? That's it? Our only movie is Max Keeble's Big Move?
Well, I was looking for movies at a short notice, and the only movie I could find was Max Keeble's Big Move.
Junior, we left Earth for 6 years, and the only thing you brought to entertain us was Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move?
Okay, Cody, listen, calm down. It's a really good movie. So, Max Keeble, right, he's bullied and stuff, and his parents tell him he's moving to, like, a whole other city. So he thinks he can get back at all his bullies, so he does a bunch of bad stuff, thinking he'll never see those people again. But guess what? At the end, his parents tell him they're not moving, and he has to deal with the consequences. Uh-oh.
Yeah, great. So now, when I watch it for the next 6 years, it won't even be a surprise.
Look, Cody, Max Keeble's Big Move is a really good movie.
Junior, Max Keeble's Big Move for 6 fucking years? His move isn't that big, Junior. It can't be.
Look, pop in Max Keeble's Big Move, and you're going to see how good it is.
Oh, it better be perfect.
Is everything okay up there? I hear yelling.
Yeah, everything's okay in here.
Oh, yeah. We're just peachy, because we decided to leave Earth for 6 years, and the only movie Junior thought to bring was Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
It's a good movie, I promise. Also, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom on the space shuttle?
Oh, I forgot to tell you kids to pee before you left, because there are no bathrooms in there. Maybe find a bottle or something?
Oh.
There are no bathrooms.
I'll just hold it, Cody. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think you can just hold it, Junior. I think you can just hold it for 6 fucking years. Yeah. Go ahead, try to hold it, Junior. Junior, do you know what our reality is gonna be for the next 6 years? We are going to be watching Max Keeble's Big Move while we piss and shit our pants. That's hell. That's what hell looks like. We are in hell right now. I would rather be in a North Korean work camp than this, because at least they have bathrooms. I think.
But they don't have Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we are winning on that front, are we, Junior?
Look, just watch Max Keeble's Big Move. The movie will cheer you up, I promise, buddy.
Oh, good.
So, Cody, what'd you think of Max Keeble's Big Move?
It wasn't fucking big enough, I'll tell you that. It wasn't 6 years big. It wasn't that big of a move, Junior.
It's a good movie, Cody.
It was okay, but if you told me I could only watch one movie for the next 6 years of my life, it wouldn't be Max Keeble's Big Move. That wouldn't even be in the top 10,000 list of movies.
It's in my top 25.
No, it shouldn't be. You need to watch more movies, which we could have been doing for the next 6 goddamn years.
Okay, look, I think you're just hungry and you need to eat.
What did you bring to eat?
I brought a pepperoni pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah.
One pizza?
Yeah.
Junior, you needed to bring us food for the next 6 years! This isn't gonna last us 1 year, or 1 month, or even 1 week!
Once again, I was in a rush. I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah, you were in a rush. You were clearly in a rush. You grabbed one pizza and one copy of Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move!
Should I have grabbed 2 copies of it?
No! You should have done literally anything else!
Okay, look. There has to be more food in here. Look at this, Cody. Look, under the cupboard thing. It's over here. 12 years worth of raisins? Look, they even overpacked raisins in case we get super hungry.
12 years?
What's wrong?
Junior, I just realized something and now I'm even more upset.
What?
It's gonna take us 6 years to get to Jupiter, and it's gonna take us another 6 years to come home. That's 12 years of Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move! Junior, I can't do it. I can't take 12 years of Max Keeble. My Max Keeble was 6 years. I can't do 12 years, Junior. I'm gonna die up here.
Lily, just eat some raisins and calm down.
I don't wanna eat any goddamn raisins, Junior. I don't wanna be here. I wanna leave, and I can't even hang myself because there's no gravity.
Oh, and then we didn't bring a gun either.
No!
Okay, look, let's just turn on the behind the scenes to Max Keeble.
Are you sure, Junior? Are you sure you want to do that now? Maybe we should do it next year, or the year after, or the year after that, or the year after that!
Well, the movie just ended. I think that's our 1,000th time watching Max Keeble's Big Move.
Keeble. Max Keeble.
You okay, Cody?
Keeble.
Oh, you want me to restart it?
Yeah, Keeble it up. You know, Junior, I tried to claw my eyes out a year ago, but that didn't work.
I know, I can tell that, buddy.
You want to roleplay Max Keeble again?
Oh, we've already roleplayed Max Keeble 5 times today.
But what else do we have to do?
Okay, fine.
I'll be Max Keeble, you be my parents.
All right.
Mom, Dad, I'm getting bullied at school.
Well, your dad got a new job in another city, so we're gonna move.
Oh, cool. I guess that means I can do whatever the fuck I want with no consequences because nobody's gonna know where I am after I move.
Hey, Max, we're not moving anymore.
Oh, shit. I ruined my whole life. I'm Max Keeble.
Yeah. Hey, you want another box of raisins?
Sure. Why not? That's all I know. I don't even remember the taste of the pizza we had in the first 2 days. You remember the pizza time, Junior? The beautiful pizza time in the first 2 days?
I remember, buddy.
I missed that. Keeble Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Keeble Max.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble Keeble.
Keeble Max Big.
Big move, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big, big Keeble move.
Keeble Max.
Keeble Big.
Big move.
Keeble Big Moveal Max.
Max Meeble.
Max Meeble Moveal Meeble Migga Biggle.
Keeble Max Move.
Keeble Miggle Biggle Wiggle.
Oh my god, there's a ship coming towards Jupiter! We'll have to use our tractor beam to intercept it to bring them on board and find out who they are!
Big Keeble Max Move?
Big Max Keeble Move.
Move, move, Max Keeble.
Big Keeble Move.
Keeble Max Big?
Max Keeble?
Big Move.
Maxie Big Move!
What are you guys doing near Jupiter? We guard Jupiter to make sure no one gets too close, because the gas makes you stupider.
Well, Keeble's Big Move.
Keeble Max Move.
Max is Keeble's Move.
We're speaking some kind of weird language.
Max Keeble's Big Move?
Big Keeble Move.
Listen, if you guys don't have anything to show us that to prove you're not space pirates, I'm gonna have to vaporize both of you!
Keeble's Big Move, Max!
Keeble Big Move!
Max Move!
Max Keeble's Big Move!
What is that?
Max Keeble's Big Move.
Let me see this. Max Keeble's Big Move.
Big Move.
Laugh out loud funny.
Keeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
I want to laugh. You know what? Since you guys gave me something cool, I'm going to go ahead and teleport you back to your home planet.
Big Move.
No, Max Meeble.
No, Max Keeble.
Max Keeble. Max Keeble. No.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Max
Keeble's Move.
Big Keeble.
Max Meeble's Move.
Big Keeble.
Big Move Keeble.
Big Keeble.
Big Keeble Move.
Max Keeble.
Max Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big Move Keeble.
Keeble Keeble. I mean, we're home.
Oh my god, Cody. We're finally home after 6 years! Look, the red couch!
Junior, you know what this means? I can finally take a shower and wash all the shit that's been caked on my ass for the last 6 years.
And we can eat something other than raisins!
And I can finally watch something other than Max Keeble's Big Move! But now that I'm home, I think I really just want to watch Max Keeble's Big Move and eat raisins and shit my pants.
Okay, Cody, we can do it one last time, but then we have to stop, okay?
Okay, put on Max Keeble's Big Move.
Cody?
What?
The aliens have the only copy of Max Keeble's Big Move.
No! No! Junior, I need my Max Keeble! I don't know how to live without Max Keeble's Big Move! No! Keeble!
Hey, Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Jeez.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We should build this robotic smart machine. You can build up to 8 different kinds of robots. Like, we could build a bug or a gorilla or a dinosaur or, or playtime. Playtime's cool, too.
Sally, how was school today?
Oh, it was okay. I got a C on my... I got a C on my Spanish test.
Oh, no bien. Really, a C? I can't believe you. How are you going to communicate with your future stepdad? You should probably ask him for help for your homework. He speaks really good Spanish.
¿Necesitas ayuda?
Mom, I have no idea what he's saying.
You know, I think our school should teach our kids English. You know, the language our country speaks. Not that made-up Mexican bullshit.
Damn it, Julia, why are you smoking in the kitchen? You know I have asthma.
Well, why are you bringing Mexicans to the dinner table? You know I have asthma against Mexicans at my dinner table that you're banging.
Well, Dad, smoking is really bad for you.
You know what else is bad for you? Being in a country that you don't have legal papers to be a fucking citizen in.
You know what else is bad for you? Not being able to provide for your damn family because you're a drunk hillbilly.
You know what else is bad for you? Banging a Mexican and bringing him to my dinner table when he's not supposed to be in this country.
Why do you keep on bringing up his damn race?
I'm just bringing up that he's Mexican.
That's his race.
Yeah, Dad, you do say that a lot.
Every time.
Well, I'm just glad that I voted for someone that's going to clean up this country and stop people from banging my wife that are Mexican.
You know what? You need to just worry about getting a damn job.
Well, I'm sitting by the phone waiting for the many job applications that I applied to call me back.
No one's going to call you because you're a freaking drunk racist.
I'm only drunk and racist.
See?
Well, listen. The phone is ringing. I'm going to answer this because it's a job. And everyone shut up. I'm going to get this job.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Junior?
Oh, my God. It's immigration. Run, run, run. Run! Run!
No, really, Junior?
No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it, Junior. I don't know if he has his papers.
He doesn't. Oh, yeah, this is Junior.
Hello, we are calling in regards to the job application you submitted earlier today. We are wanting to possibly interview you for tonight.
Oh, I could do it tonight.
Perfect. What time are best for you? Maybe right now?
Oh, I can do right now. Anything to get me away from my ugly-ass family.
Perfect.
All right, see you soon.
So who was that? One of your hookers?
I wish, but no. It was actually a job that wants to interview me tonight. And they want my qualifications because it's a very prestigious job and they want my skills.
I didn't know ass wiping was an actual job.
Okay, I'll be back with a high-paying job, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hello, thank you for coming to Fresh Mart. How far may I be of help to you today?
My name's Junior. I'm here for a job interview.
Okay, perfect, perfect. For the interview, I do need to ask you some preliminary question, okay?
You need to ask me Illuminati questions.
No, some preliminary question.
Okay.
My question for the interview, can you answer?
Yes.
Okay, first question. Do you know how far to count the money?
Yes, I know how to count money. I used to work in a big corporate job, and we handled millions of dollars, so I know how to do that stuff.
Okay, very good, very good. Next question. Do you have your diver license?
No, I do not have a diver's license, but I don't know why I would need a diver's license to work at a grocery store, unless you have to dive to get the inventory in the back.
No, no. Listen, very good. Listen. Your diver license.
Bitch, I heard you the first time. I don't have a diver's license, but why would I need a diver's license to work at a grocery store? Do you have a diver's license?
Yes, I do have diver license, okay?
Oh my God, you go diving all the time? Like, how deep have you been?
No, no, listen, listen. How far you get to this interview today?
I sure as fuck didn't dive to get here. I drove my car.
Okay, do you have license for your car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you have diver license.
No, do not have a diver's license, but I have a driver's license for my car.
Yes, perfect, perfect, perfect. Now, last question. Do you have any reference for the job?
Oh, I used to work at Papa Murphy's Pizza, so yeah. I mean, we ended that job mutually because I was such a good person at my job that he wanted to see me succeed.
Okay, perfect. Very good, very good. I would give him a call very quick, stay right here.
No, I wouldn't call Papa Murphy. He got in a car accident and died last week and lost his voice.
Hello? Hello? I am Farhood from Fresh Mart. I am calling in regards to an applicant who has used you as a reference on his application.
Okay. Well, who is it?
His name is Junior.
What? Junior? Oh, that broken nose sucking here, motherfucker! Is that your man's reference? Oh, hell no! That nigga owe me money! He can't use me as a fucking shit! Until he pay me back, he's gonna run the goddamn pockets every single time he get paid! So you should be putting my damn name on that damn paycheck every single time! Papa Murphy! P-A-P-A Murphy, bitch!
Okay, perfect. We will do that. Thank you so very much. He said that we could hire you, okay?
What? He said that?
Yes.
What? He must have actually gotten a car accident and bumped his head because there's no way in hell. Okay, well, if he said he could hire me, did I get the job?
Yes, of course you have the job.
Well, when can I start?
You can start right now, okay? Come here.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a job. I can start making money, provide for my family, kick the Mexican out of my house.
Hey, man. Just these pastos.
Okay.
You gotta crank it by hand.
Yeah, that's cheap Indian shit. Okay, that'll be $3, I guess.
All I have is 90.
I said it was $3.
I know, but I only have 90.
Well, I see there's 3 10s and 3 20s. You can just give me 1 10.
No, I can't. They're all glued together. See, I had glue in my pocket, and all the bills got glued together.
Well, we can't accept money that's been glued together.
But that's legal tender. You have to take that.
I don't even have 87 ones.
Well, how am I going to get my pastos?
Well, I guess you're not going to get your pastos unless you have a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card. I just have glued cash. Wait. Aren't you the garbage man I punched in the face who cried like a little bitch?
Wait, aren't you the guy that's not about to get his can of pastos?
Whatever, man. I don't don't even need my pasos. Let's take my glued money elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome here. Your kind's not welcome here.
Junior, did you just tell a customer he's kind or not welcome here?
Yeah, because he walked in here talking about some bullshit saying Indians are stinky, so I was just defending you.
Oh, thank you so much, Din. You know what? You are so for deserving a raise in 3 to 6 months.
Yes, I am deserving of a raise. I'm doing a really good job over here. But I would say the register is low on money. There's only a few ones in there.
Okay, you just need to have more customers for more money in your register, okay?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because if we don't have any change to give back, then we'll lose a lot of customers.
Yes, but if you have more customers, they give you more money to put in the register, okay? You just need more customers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good luck.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, Corbin, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to get arrested.
Oh, come on, Sally. It's just an Indian lady that works here. She's not going to ID us. Plus, if she does, I'll just sing.
Oh, you're right. That always works. Excuse me, ma'am. We'd like to buy these beers. Oh, shit, it's my dad.
Sally, you're trying to buy beer and Corbin Blue.
We're 21, 21. We don't have our IDs because they're in the car. Don't ask for them. We park very far. We park very far.
Get out of here. You guys can't buy beer. Not 21. I know you're not 21. And Sally, if you're going to steal those beers, put them in my fridge. This job is so boring. We barely have any customers. Ooh, I didn't know we sold scratch-offs. Might as well do it while I'm on the job. Get me out of this shithole.
Junior, I coming for tell you that I have mailed out your first paycheck, okay? I just want to make sure that I got the name on the check correct, okay?
Okay.
I put P-A Murphy, okay?
Wait, no, that's not my name. That's Papa Murphy. Why would you write the check to Papa Murphy?
Because when I do the call for the reference, he tell me you owe him very much money, okay?
Wait, so you don't give him my money? I don't owe that motherfucker money. Wait a minute, what's that? Fart Hoot! I just want $1 million!
Fart Hoot, and did you pay for that?
Take it out of my paycheck! I just want $1 million!
Okay.
Oh, delicioso! Fresh leches!
Hey, cerveza, how about that one, Step Pops?
You think we have time for a microwave quickie like hoppy, super beer?
God, you're making my chalupa moist, baby.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, who's calling? Oh, shit, it's the Monopoly Man. I just passed go, beep.
Oh, my God, Jay, what did you get all that damn money?
Let's just say Uncle Sam said he picked me to cash his check. Beep.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying I'm glad I live in a country where I can win the lottery, baby.
There's no way in hell you won the lottery, Junior. You can't even afford a ticket.
I was at this Indian grocery store, and I said, give me one of them tickets. I'm feeling lucky. I scratched it, and God said, you're my favorite, baby.
Oh, my God. We're rich. We're really, really rich.
We're rich.
Okay, what's with all this we're? No, there is no we. There is no we're. There's only me. I'm rich. I'm the one with the paper. I'm the one with the money. I'm not picking any of you guys to have my money.
Stop being selfish, Junior. We are rich. We are a family. Yes, we won the lottery. You got to spend it with us.
Actually, the only person I have to take care of is Sally, so there's your cut.
Ew.
And no, I'm not dealing with you. You banged a Mexican in my house.
I only banged that Mexican to motivate you. You actually got a job because I banged that Mexican. If I didn't slide on his penis, you wouldn't actually be working right now. You wouldn't be rich.
Yeah.
You should be thanking God that I slid on his penis.
Okay, well, yeah, you know what? You did motivate me. You motivated me to win the lottery and have millions and to leave your fucking ass. Your cheating, stupid fucking ass. I might keep the Mexican to clean my toilets, but no. You know what? You and Frito-Lay are gone.
No. No, you're supposed to be in love with me because I loved you forever.
You don't love me forever. You didn't love me when you were sliding on his Taco Bell chalupa.
I did. I was still thinking of you even though I was on top of him.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. You're just a fucking slut. You know what? There's going to be a lot of changes around here. A lot of single, hot, sexy women just jumping on me. They'll jump on my chalupa.
No!
Then you know what? I'm going to go outside because I think I rubbed a lamp. And there's a genie outside. Beep!
What?
Okay, genie, I'm ready for my 3 wishes.
Oh, my God, you're so hot.
And rich.
Yeah, I'm definitely the last one. So, this is a 4-seater car. So, tell me why there's so many Benjamin Franklin! It's a ton of the balloons!
Sir, are you drinking and driving?
No, this car is parked. I am drinking, but me and these girls are about to have a human centipede, and I was going to be in the middle. And the one in the back's not going to be very happy because I don't wipe so well when you're wiping with hundreds!
Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the vehicle.
You want to join the centipede?
No, especially after what I just heard.
Oh, no, you don't have to be in the bag. You can be in the front. I mean, well, how do you wipe? Do you use money, too?
No.
Well, you use wet wipes? If you use wet wipes, you can be in front of me.
You know what? I'm going to perform a sobriety test. Say your ABCs.
Oh, if you do the human centipede and you're in front of me, you'll feel the ABCs. A, B, C.
Please stop it.
Oh, listen, baby. How much money for you to strip search yourself?
No, you're under arrest.
For what?
For driving drunk.
I was not driving. The car was in park. Ladies, did this car ever move?
No, this car never moved.
Oh, I mean, it's about to move. It's about to go
get
back.
Get out of the car. You're getting a DUI.
What? Oh, you want a DEI? Trump banned DEI.
No, a DUI.
Oh, a DUI. You want my D? You want my D? A D for you? For my?
No.
A DUI?
DWI.
DUI. Driving while insanely rich?
Get up against the car. You're under arrest.
Oh, shit. Like, this is going. Turn your body cam on. This is police sexuality, brutality. Baby, yeah, keep going.
Junior, stop it. You're being weird.
No, seriously. For the playtime, you should totally do it. You should go crazy.
No, Junior, we're done. You made it weird. I'm leaving.
I made it weird. No! I thought you... Oh, wow, Penelope. Way to ruin playtime. Oh, well, you guys are leaving too. Oh, well, you're the one who made it weird. It was not weird until you made it weird. God, darn it. Well, I'm going to be rich in the next one.
Today you're gonna write a 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Hey, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! That boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm definitely allergic to peanuts. And Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Oh my god, the teacher's having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
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 Nurse! Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's the nurse!
Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my god, who put a peanut on his sandwich? Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops? Alright, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boobah. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew? True, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew. True, Chew! Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct! He tried to kill me!
I didn't try to kill him, it was someone else!
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it!
It wasn't me!
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. She got me on the counter! It wasn't me! Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by
chair! Tonight!
Bye. See you later.
Electric chair!
Come on, dead boy. Or soon-to-be dead boy. Get in there, you!
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So we'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys.
Oh, dude, I heard you dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just have that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Jimmy is not dying tonight because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to glow, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going to buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, I gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, french fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
A bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Ooh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus, yeah.
And I want to eat that. I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, yeah. Get a cow from India. The most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that. I want that how you make the meat from the Big Macs. I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays.
I still want it.
Okay, you got it. Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
Only the crust. I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story. So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom.
But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses. And the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset, they were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet, because I think he has mad cow disease. But really, I just took it out back, and I shot it, and I butchered it for the meat, and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA, and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas, and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru, and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted, and they gave it to me, and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine, too. And it's open on Sundays, because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then, from there, I hopped on a rocket, and I went back to my house, and then I went into my pantry, and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those. So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus. I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it! You pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me! There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food, and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it! I knew you were gonna do this! I was halfway up Mount Everest, and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what? I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go!
All right, Simmons, let him fry!
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait, he didn't do it, I have proof!
Show me!
Look, right there, it's this other kid named Bully, he threw the peanut!
Oh, man, that's lame, I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
Alright.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me!
Yeah, no problem.
Order! Bully! It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
Cody, what happens inside a dishwasher?
What do you mean? It washes dishes.
But how does it wash the dishes?
With soap and hot water.
But have you ever seen the soap and hot water? Because, like, there's no window to watch. Like, a washing machine, there's a window. You get to see the clothes spin around. But a dishwasher, there's no window. Like, it just closes and makes a lot of loud noises. What's going on in there, Cody? Why don't they put a window? What's happening?
Huh, that's a good point. Yeah, I want to see that.
We should put a camera in the dishwasher and watch what happens.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do, look what I found at a dollar store.
What is that?
It says it's a water squirmy.
Wait, you don't know what this is? They usually sell it at the adult stores, but I found it at the doll store on sale right next to the Frisbees.
But I don't know what it does, Joseph.
Oh, let me pop this bad boy open. It feels like the real thing.
Wait, the real thing?
All right.
You okay, Joseph?
I'm all right. I just want you to come with you, bruh.
That was it. He smacked the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. This is soft. I want you to...
Let me feel it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Do you guess what it really feels like?
Oh yeah, I think it's molded after Minnie Mouse.
That's so hot.
What are you guys talking about?
Cody, feel this.
Yeah, dude can feel.
Ew.
Woohoo! He likes it.
Wait. It's double-sided?
Oh yeah, double-ended, dude.
Oh, we can run duos on it tonight.
Oh, we running squads, my boy.
Oh my god, okay, let's do it right now.
Wait, no, I go first, dude.
What, you gonna use it alone?
Yeah, I gotta try it out first.
What? Well, can I please have a turn right after you?
You know I gotta let my bro hit. But I gotta try first. Ooh, it's slippery.
Oh, that's so cool that he gets it on. I wanna have a turn!
I don't really see the appeal. Can we please just go put a camera in the dishwasher now?
Okay, we can, but we have to be really quick because I don't wanna miss my turn. Come on. Alright, dishwasher.
Fuck.
Fucking stayed.
Jeez.
Alright, dishwasher, we're gonna find out all your secrets.
So where should we put the camera?
Put it right there in the back so we can see everything that happened there.
What are you brats doing in my kitchen? What are you doing in the dishwasher?
We're putting a camera in the dishwasher so when we close it, we can watch what's happening in there.
No. You're gonna mess up the damn dishwasher. Get out of my kitchen!
You must work for them. You don't want us to find out the secrets.
What? What damn secrets?
Well, with a washing machine, you can watch the clothes spin around, but with a dishwasher, look, you can't watch anything. See? Look, you can't see it. There's no window. So, we gotta turn the camera on. So yeah, we wanna see what's going on in there.
No, there's nothing going on in there. It's just washing the dishes. I don't want you to mess up my dishwasher because I hate washing dishes by hand.
You might want to throw this in there, too. It's pretty messy.
My turn!
Whoa, what the hell is that? Where did y'all find this?
Joseph got it from the dollar store. It's my turn.
Oh, it's not your turn. What's wrong with you, Junior? This is for adults. This is not for you. You look out, I'll tell your damn dad. I should go and dispose of this upstairs. In the bathroom. With the doors locked, so don't come close to the door. Because I'm going to be making noises.
Oh, God. I better get a turn after you, Chef PB. It was my turn. He stole my turn, Cole. You see that?
Sorry. Can we do the camera now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I turn on the camera?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens in there. I don't know how to turn it on. Can you turn it on?
I think it's the start button. Oh, it's done, Junior.
Oh, open.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see these secrets.
Oh, the camera's ruined, Junior.
It's ruined?
Yeah, I got wet.
Oh, my God. We didn't use a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we should have used? We should have used a GoPro. Those are waterproof.
Yeah, we should
have. Okay, so now we just have to buy a GoPro. Those cost like a couple $100.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Hard? Chefy must be done with that toy. Oh, there's someone at the door. Who's that? Hello.
Hey there, pizza delivery.
I didn't order a pizza.
Oh no, not this shit again. I hate when people think it's so funny to deliver a pizza to somebody else's house as a prank. It's not even a prank on that person. It's a prank on the delivery guy. Because you're wasting my time and my gas and I don't get paid. So when I get back to the store, my boss yells at me. And what even is the prank? Oh, here's some free pizza that you didn't even want. Oh, haha. That's so funny. What a funny fucking joke. You're so original. You're the first person to ever do that. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling at you. It's not your fault.
Woo! Is that my pizza? Oh, man, I am exhausted from all that stroking and disposing. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute! This is even worse than the prank! You lied to me! You did order pizza!
How much is the pizza?
$20.
Oh, hey, Chevy, it's my turn. Give it to me.
Oh, no, it's not your turn!
Hold on, what is that?
It's my little Minnie Mouse. I tore her a new hole.
Ooh, well, tell you what. You give me that, you don't owe me money.
What? This sounds like a good trade.
Why no? No, Chef, it was my turn. Sir, oh, no. Sir, it was my turn. Can I please just take it to the bathroom? And then
no, she's mine. Oh, she's so squishy. I'm going to take her home.
What? No, Chef, baby, it was my turn. Why would you give it away?
She was good to me. I thought you were over.
What? I didn't have a chance with her, Chef, baby.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with this thing.
Hey, Barney.
Hi, Karen. Oh, what is that delicious smell? What are you cooking?
Oh, I'm making pot roast foiny. It'll be ready in 9 hours.
Okay, so like 4 a.m.?
Yeah, and it's going to be nice and chewy and dry, just the way you like it.
Sounds delicious.
Foiny, what's that behind your back?
Nothing.
Foiny, did you bring me a present on your way home from work?
No, I did not.
Foiny, let me see it. Oh, what is this thing, Boynie? It's so squishy and wet and sticky.
Yeah, it is.
Boynie. Oh, my God! Boynie! Boynie, why does it stink? Why is it stinky, Boynie?
I don't know. You know, I should throw this away.
Boynie, yes, you should. It's disgusting. Get that out of here.
Yeah, I will throw it away in the bedroom. Bathroom. In the bedroom bathroom trash can.
Okay, I'm going to check on the pot roast, Boynie. Don't forget, 9 hours!
Okay, but don't come in the room. I'm taking a nap, too. Ooh, okay. We are gonna have some fun, Minnie Mouse. Ooh. Ooh. All right. The door's locked. Now it's just me and Minnie.
Dad?
What?
Dad, I need to talk to you.
I'm busy.
It's important.
So is this. Okay, I'm coming. Well, not really. Stay right there. I'll be right back, my love. What? What? What the fuck do you want?
Dad, I need a tampon.
Ew, why would you tell me that?
What? You're my dad, Dad, so give me a tampon.
I don't want to hear that. You're ruining it.
Ruining what?
Nothing. Everything. What? Go talk to Karen.
Ew, no, I can't tell her. She's my stepmom. That's too embarrassing.
What? You made this weird.
Made what weird?
Nothing.
Dad, I need a tampon.
Okay. I will take you to the fucking gas station.
Okay.
Okay, Minnie, I'll be right back.
Who's Minnie?
Nobody, go!
Okay!
Now that I've snuck into Brooklyn Guy's room, I can go through Karen's underwear drawer and sniff them. Ooh, I wonder if I can find some of her hairs in the bed. Oh? Who is this? Oh, so squishy. You're coming back to my bedroom with me.
Thanks for the tampons, Dad.
Yeah, whatever. Nobody bother me. I'll be in the room. No, I swear to God, if anybody knocks on this door and interrupts my nap, I will disown you. Okay, where were we, Minnie?
Oh, yeah, I was just about to...
What the fuck? Wait, Minnie? What? Karen, what'd you do? Karen!
What, Boiny?
Where is it?
Where's what?
The thing, the squishy pink thing that stunk.
The thing you threw away, Boiny?
Yes, it's not in the bed. The bedroom, bathroom trash can, it's not there.
Well, I don't know what happened to it, Boiny. I didn't take out the trash.
Don't you fucking lie to me!
Boiny! Oh, Boiny, calm down. Are you just hungry? You want me to make you a snacky snack while we wait on the pot roast?
No, I don't want a snacky snack. I want a Minnie Mouse toy.
Well, Boiny, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where it is.
Well, now what am I supposed to do? You.
Ooh, that's a good idea, Boiny. Come on, let's go to the bedroom.
I can't believe I just did that. Oh, God, please forgive me. I can't believe I just lost my virginity before marriage. I'm such a whore. I'm such a filthy whore.
Food. Oh, squishy. Lady Punani. That was amazing. I love you, Minnie Mouse. We should get married.
Hey! It is my turn. Where'd you get that?
No, this is my wife.
Well, no, it's my turn.
No, no,
I can't turn with
Minnie Mouse.
I can't turn with
Minnie Mouse.
I can't turn with her.
No!
Finally, I get my turn.
Oh, hey, Junior.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, well, I went down to the dollar store and I got the Spider-Man version, and I gotta say, I get it now. I think this one's an actual mold of Spider-Man's bussy. And let me tell you, it does not disappoint.
Well, I still haven't had my turn with Minnie Mouse here, so if you could just give us some privacy.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just put on the Andrew Garfield movies and go crazy. He is the hottest Spider-Man.
All right, finally, Minnie Mouse. I've been chasing you. Oh, a little sticky, but my turn.
Oh, dude, you still have her. Hey, I need another turn.
Well, no, I have not had a turn yet, Joseph.
What? It's been 7 minutes. If you haven't finished by now, you obviously don't like her.
Well, no, Chef. Pee-pee had her, then Broom Guy had her, then a homeless guy had her. It's my turn.
What? You passed her around like that? She's a lady. You gotta be a gentleman.
Well, I'll treat her like...
You watch. You cuck you.
Well, no, just give me like 30 seconds.
No, it's my turn,
it's
dude.
It's my turn.
I need some love. Give me some of that love. That needy love.
I never had a
turn. I want some. It's my turn. You ripped her!
You ripped her! You're the one who's pulling her!
I can't fix her now! She's everywhere!
Oh my God, I never got to have a turn!
Oh, she was the best I ever had!
I don't even know what it felt like!
Oh, she was so good.
Guys, I was just here to see if anybody wants Ken. I don't really need him anymore now that I got Spider Bussy.
Excuse me, Father? I don't know if it is of concern or if we should call an ambulance, but I palpated a hardened lump behind my testicles. Could it be a hardened shit hanging out of my anus? Could be. Or could it be something of cancerous nature? Maybe it's something we should look into.
Marvin, you got a letter in the mail.
From who?
It says to Marvin from a me.
Why would you write me a letter?
I didn't.
You said it was from you.
No, it's from a me.
Yeah, it's from you. Why would you write me a letter? Why wouldn't you just tell me what you had to say?
No, it's not from you. It's from me. You know what? I'm just going to open it.
It's right there. It's on Philip.
It says, Dear Marvin, it's a me, Lewis. I'm a coming out to visit you all the way from a Brooklyn. I have a so a many stories to a tell you. Can't a wait to see you, Lewis. You're a brother.
Oh, my God. My twin brother, Lewis, is coming to visit me.
Wait, you have a twin brother named Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, how have we been married this long and I didn't know you had a twin brother? Jiffy has an uncle. I have a brother-in-law.
Last time I had an uncle, he made me blow leaves in your front yard. His dog's name was Leaves.
The reason
he recorded it.
The reason why I didn't tell you about my twin brother, Lewis, is because he's way more successful than me. He has 3 mansions.
Wow, what does he do to have all that money?
Well, he was a Ghostbuster, I think.
Oh my gosh, he sounds amazing.
No, he's not amazing. The only cool thing he can do is jump really high.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
When's he coming to visit?
It says, P.S. be there Saturday.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Ah! He's coming today? Oh my God, I don't want him to think that I'm just some guy who sits on the couch all day with his shirt and tie and his shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, there's a way to fix that.
You're right. I could wear a costume and make it look like I'm very successful and then lie to him.
That's not what I meant!
Thanks, baby! Okay, I'm ready.
Marvin, what are you wearing?
My 2 jobs. I'm a doctor and an astronaut.
Why are you holding your stethoscope and a fake $100 bill?
Because since I'm an astronaut, my stethoscope can't fit around my neck, and the $100 bill to show that I'm rich.
Marvin, you look ridiculous.
No, I look rich and successful.
Wait, Danny, you're a doctor? Then you can take a look at the lump hanging out of my ass.
I'm not a real doctor, Jeffy.
Oh, so you're lying.
Yes, he is. He's in a costume.
Oh, it's Halloween? I'm gonna go get my costume on.
What? No, Jeffy, don't put a costume.
Look what you did.
What, look what I did. Maybe drop my fake $100 bill.
Oh, so sorry.
Would you like to wear a costume so you look successful?
Excuse me? I am fine with who I am.
But baby, listen, he's going to look at me as an astronaut doctor, so maybe you could, like, put some, like, a bikini on and, like, hold a margarita or something.
No.
Oh, my God. That's him. Can you answer the door and just tell him, like, I'm on my way back from space?
No.
Okay, fine. I'll tell him.
You forgot your fake $100 bill.
Okay, Marvin, you got this. Hello?
Marvin, my brother, it's me, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Sorry it took me so long to answer the door. I was too busy doing some doctor's appointments up in space because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Oh, wow, you sound so successful. You know, Marvin, I haven't seen you in years. Since the last time we played tennis, or the last time we played golf, or the last time we raced the golf carts, or the last time we raced that blue hedgehog in the Olympics.
Yeah, we did do all those things, but now I'm just too busy because I'm too busy being an astronaut that's super rich making money.
Well, that's very good. Marvin, whatever happened to that girlfriend you had? You called her like a princess plum or like a princess apricot.
Oh, yeah, that's my ex. She cheated on me. She wore pink all the time. But my new wife, I met her up in space. She was an astronaut, too.
Oh, well, that sounds like a match made in heaven.
Would you like to meet her?
I can't wait to meet her. Let's go. It's Louis time.
Oh, Marvin, did you change your costume? What are you supposed to be, like a leprechaun or something?
What?
Oh, baby, I see you met my twin brother, Lewis. He went up the stairs really fast because he can jump really high.
That's a 2. Watch.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Okay, don't be too impressed. That's the only thing he can do. He's scared of everything else.
Hi, I'm retarded.
What, Jeffy? Marvin, who's this?
I'm Elmo. Tickle my tits.
Okay.
Stop bothering him, Jeffy.
Marvin, who is this grown man in the Elmo costume in your house?
That's our son.
Your son is this grown man in an Elmo costume?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
We adopted him from a family in need. Their trailer burnt down in a fire. We were trying to be nice. And I'm an astronaut doctor, so I help the community. He's one of my patients. Knock it out, Jeffy!
You wouldn't happen to be a doctor by chance, because I have this rather large hemorrhoid protruding from my anus, and it's sort of a pain in my ass.
No, but my brother, Marvin. He used to have a game named after him called Dr. Marvin.
Oh, no, he's not a real doctor. That's just his Halloween costume.
So, Lewis, how was your flight here?
Oh, I didn't fly. I took the pipes.
I finger paint with poop.
Hey, as your lawyer, I'm going to have to butt in here, because you guys are getting dangerously close to saying some stuff you're not allowed to say. You're on thin ice here, okay? His name being Lewis, that's funny. Him wearing green, that's funny. Him being able to jump high, that's funny. You guys playing tennis, you guys riding go-karts together, that's fine, because that's things normal people do. But his voice, that's kind of borderline, and him coming here on a pipe, I think that's where I draw the line, because people don't do that outside the thing we're not allowed to talk about.
I used to do a crack.
Okay, what, you came here through a crack pipe? That doesn't make any sense. I think you came here on a plane.
Okay, well, I flew here with a yellow cape.
Okay, I don't know enough about the games, but I don't think so. I think plane is better.
It turned me into a tanuki.
No. That is a real animal, but no, that's too close to the thing we're not allowed to talk about. Let's just stick with you came here in a plane. Okay, so I'm gonna just listen to you guys talk, and every time you say something borderline, I'm gonna blow this air horn. Go ahead.
So how's your wife doing?
Oh, Princess Daisy! Princess Sunflower is doing great. She takes care of the whole kingdom. And a bunch of eggs are hatching from all the Yoshi. From all the green dinosaurs.
Do they have to be green?
They can be any color. They eat apples. They say their name.
Okay, dinosaurs don't talk.
So, is there anything you'd like to eat? Are you hungry?
Ooh, I would love some mushrooms.
Well, they don't own a food, so yeah, you can eat mushrooms.
Red mushrooms with a white polka dot.
Okay, now that is a real kind of mushroom, but I'm pretty sure those are poisonous, so you're definitely not eating them.
The ones with the smiley faces on them.
Absolutely not. What is wrong with you?
I want to eat the glowing flowers that are giving me powers.
No, why would that be okay?
Green mushrooms with the white polka dots and a smiley faces.
Pizza. You like pizza. That's what you're gonna eat. Marvin, order this man a pizza.
Okay, I'll get a pizza.
Hey, I changed my outfit into a Ninja Turtle because I'm retarded. And also, I have a turd hanging out of my ass.
Ah! A turtle! A kitty! Jump on it!
No, stop it. Normal people don't do this. People named Lewis do not jump on turtles.
All right, here's your mushroom Thank you. Thanks. I don't know why I'm saying thanks if you're not. Just fucking do it.
I'm doing it.
Here's your mushroom pizza, extra mushrooms.
But Marvin, none of these mushrooms are green or red with a polka dot, and there's no smiley faces.
Yeah, that's right, because they're normal mushrooms, which is what normal people eat.
You know, the blue mushrooms make you very small, mini, if you will.
No, they fucking don't.
So, Lewis, while you're here, what would you like to go do?
Maybe we can go to the mall and get the hats that match the color of our shirts with our initials on them.
I think that's a terrible idea. You should not do that.
Maybe we could go clothes shopping for matching overalls.
No, I think you look just fine the way you are.
Okay. Well, maybe we can go to an art museum, jump into the paintings, and go to a new world.
God damn it. No, that doesn't exist.
Well, how about we go to Hawaii, buy some hoses, and clean up all the goop?
The goop in Hawaii? Okay, you're starting to fucking piss me off.
Marvin, whatever happened to our evil clones? Marvin and Wah Lewis.
Take a fucking walk. Go. Get out of here. Marvin, I need to talk to you about him.
What?
He is a goddamn liability. We are on our fourth channel, Marvin. I don't think we're going to survive a fifth. They're already calling me Pumpkin Guy, Marvin. God knows what they're going to call me next time around. I can't take it. I genuinely cannot take doing that again, Marvin. Please, please, talk some sense into him.
Okay, I will. Maybe he is going a little too far.
Yes.
Okay, so I talked to Lewis, and he feels really bad.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Marvin. I felt really bad, so I brought my vacuum so I could clean up the whole place.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you so much.
You know, Marvin, I used to use this vacuum for my Ghostbuster job.
No, you didn't, because that's not a real job.
Oh, yeah, I say that to my three games.
Three games? About sucking... see that, Marvin? Right there? That's our ass is what that is. He just crossed the line. What's that I smell? Oh, that's the ink on the cease and desist letter being printed as we speak.
Boo. Cocky.
Ah!
Wait, are you trying to check me through the sheets like my last
one? No, god damn it, Marvin! Well, there it is. He fucked us. He just fucked us right there. They have all the evidence they need in one big heaping pile of shit so they can sue us to death, Marvin! There you go.
Okay.
Stop him.
Okay, I'll talk. Lewis. Hey, Lewis, buddy.
Yes?
Listen, you gotta stop with all these references. You're gonna get us in trouble, and you just gotta go.
Marvin, what happened to your doctor and astronaut uniform?
Oh, well, I took it off when I got the pizza because... You know, how am I going to eat with my astronaut costume? I mean, I haven't ate all day. I was too busy in space at my doctor's appointments because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Wait, no. I am a doctor and an astronaut. You don't do shit. You just sit on your ass all day on your couch with your shoes on like you're going somewhere.
Marvin, is it true? Are you a loser?
Yes.
Make literally any other noise, please.
I just know you're so cool with your three games.
Games, Marvin, games.
And your mansion, and you suck the jewelry and all the diamonds out of the furniture.
We're fucked.
And I just know that you probably think that I should be more successful because all the games have my name on
it. Stop saying games! You don't have games, you're Marvin.
Yeah, and so I just didn't want to be player two.
Fucking come on, man.
And will you ever forgive me?
Marvin, you are my brother. Of course I forgive you.
You all want to just get together and play a game of Marvin Party?
Oh, fuck it, Marvin. That's the last straw. Been nice knowing you. Pack it up, everybody, because they're going to shut us down. So get ready for that. Hey, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Maybe we can hit 10 million before they finally shut us down for good. Fuck it. We're done.
Don't say that, Pumpkin Guy.
Okay, Marvin, let's watch the NBA playoffs.
Hey, I was watching TV.
What channel's the Heat game?
Oh, Marvin, the Heat got eliminated days ago. Silly Marvin, thinking the Miami Heat can actually win basketball games. What a joke.
Marvin, I hate boys' night. I was hoping we could watch a romantic comedy together.
Shoo, get out of here. Marvin loves hanging out with me. Weekends are for the boys, right, Marvin, you bald bastard?
Hey, Danny, my ball eater game is broken.
Wait, is that Pac-Man? I love Pac-Man. Let me see if I can fix it. Nope, it's broken. Go play Fortnite or something.
But I want Ball Eater Game!
Well, Ball Eater Game is broken.
The news!
Breaking news, MK. Miss Pac-Man is filing for a divorce from Mr. Pac-Man after 42 years of marriage. Pac-Man is depressed, so if you have a Pac-Man machine, he won't be in it because he is taking a leave of absence.
Pac-Man's going through a divorce? Poor Pac-Man.
What about poor Mrs. Pac-Man? Divorce is hard on everybody, especially the kids.
Screw all that. You know, Marvin, me and Pac-Man actually went to high school together. We were buddies. Yeah, we used to do blow in the bathrooms. I haven't talked to him since he got famous, though. But I think we should invite him over for boys' night. We should give him a night so good he forgets all about that slut.
Hey, don't call her that.
What? She is. She eats balls for a living.
So does he.
Okay, well, sometimes men have to do things we're not proud of to put food on the table. Right, Marvin?
Yeah.
Right? You ever suck a dong for dinner, you know? You know, to feed your family, Marvin?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's just me. And I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. Back when I didn't have all my jobs.
Are you going to call Pac-Man?
Yes, yes, I will call him, and I'll take this out of here. I don't want him crying when he shows up. Okay, I'm calling Pac-Man.
Wagga wagga.
Hey, Pac-Man, it's me, Brooklyn guy from high school, remember?
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, I saw the news. I'm sorry your wife left you, buddy.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, well, listen, she was no good for you anyway. You remember in high school when she ate the entire football team's balls?
Wagga wagga.
Yeah, and the basketball team, that's right.
Wagga wagga wagga.
Yeah, I told you she was no good for you, buddy. You don't need her.
Wagga wagga.
Yeah, I know. What she lacked in hands, she made up for with a mouth. Believe me, I know. Yeah, I even hit that a few times, too. I think I actually have the high score in that.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I think you should come over to my buddy's house, and we're going to have a whole boys' night, okay? We're going to play some pool. We're going to go out to dinner. Maybe hit up a strip club, huh?
Wagga, 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 wagga.
No, listen, I understand. I know you don't want to leave the house right now, but it'll be good for you, okay? If you're not having fun after 10 minutes, you can leave. Got it?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see you in a minute, buddy. All right, he's coming over. Just make sure you have some fruit laying out. He loves that. Oop, that must be him. Come on, Marvin. Hey, Pac-Man! You look great, buddy.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, this is my friend Marvin. This is his house.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
He says you have a lovely home. So you want to come on in and play some pool?
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Yeah, it has balls. You love that. Come on. All right, I'm going to break first. Just like your wife broke your heart when she left you.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
Oh, come on. I was just joking. But this break is no joke. Ugh, damn it, I didn't get a single one in. Okay, Pac-Man, your turn. No.
What's he doing?
No.
He ate all my pool balls!
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
I know, buddy. It's just instinct. Listen, this is my fault. We shouldn't have played a game with balls.
He needs to buy me new pool balls now.
Marvin, he is going through a divorce. Give him a break.
Wagga, wagga, wagga.
I know. You must be hungry. Let's go to a restaurant and get some real food. Marvin, if you had just left